Right there.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yeah! Grudge racers! Class racers! Yeah, that's right! It's that time again! And you know what I miss? Atomic Dogs All Road leads to Texas, Saturday, April 12th. At Houston Motorsports Park, we got the 2013 Grudge Racer of the Year. The 901 Bad Boys will be in the house. We got Team Primetime with Tony Boss Fires in the house. We got Rick, we got Jermaine, and we got a Nightmare. Texas, stand up. We got that money, 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 money. We got a 28-inch tie, 29-inch tie shootout. And no bars. $2,500 to win, plus a comfy car nitrous bottle. Good God Almighty. We got a 580 class, 100% payout, plus track puts $500 on top. We got a 660 class, 100% payout. All this going down Saturday, April 12th. 2014 at Houston Motorsports Park in Houston, Texas. For more info, go to AtomicDogDragRacing.com or call 512-775-6563. 512-775-6563. Or tune into Atomic Dog Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday at 7 p.m. 646-200-4419. 646-200-4419. Admission is $20. Kids 12 and under free. Tech cards are $10. Gates open at 12 noon. Atomic Dogs All Road leads to Texas. Saturday, April 12th. Gates open at 12 noon. It's your boy Chuck G. And I say you got to be there.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there? Boy, oh boy, that weather looks like it's starting to break. As you know, this time of year done came around in springtime. So what that means, a lot of racing going to be jumping off. A lot of things we want to discuss tonight. We want to talk about some racing. Talk about what in the Grudge game, who done something this quarter, and the different types of what's the Pro Mod, what's the stock suspension, what's the extreme back half, and what's the back half. There's a lot. I'd like to get a lot of participation on this tonight, for one thing for sure. I've been on the phone, and man, I've been going round and round with some of these guys. As everybody know, we travel from state to state, and you hear difference of opinion about this, different of opinions about that. A lot of this stuff guys try to put down because of a lot of trickery, a lot of trickery. Then again, the game of grudge racing. Ain't nothing fair about the game of grudge racing, so everybody beware. It's a lot of shit about to happen. A lot of ways people are going to try to deceive you. But it is what it is. We're going to get back to that. We're going to get Ernie on right now, and then we're going to talk about some of these upcoming events. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. It's going to jump off. How we got here, I'm sort of working in the blind. I don't have no computer up. I'm sort of working in the blind tonight, so I really can't see what's going on. Sharon, we got Ernie on here tonight. Hey, Sharon, can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, we can hear you, Tracy. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm trying to get Ernie on. I can't get Ernie to answer. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sort of working in the blind here tonight, so I can't see what's really happening. I can't get this old screen to do what I needed to do. So We can't get Ernie on, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to move forward. Since I'm in the blind, I'm just going to kind of move forward. If Ernie come on, you let me know if you get him. We'll jump into it. But boy, I like to say, you know, I want to talk about the race this past weekend. As you know, Rudge Inc. and Boom on Wheels were doing their thing down at the Invasion of Louisiana to jumpstart the spring season, man. It was cars out there from different states. As you know, two of Texas' own traveled to another state to do their thing. And boy, oh boy, did they do their thing. Got to take props off the tree, man. Regardless of what they saying on the internet about him running back halves, it is what it is at Grudge Racing. If a man step up and want to run you and want to put his money up, I wouldn't give a damn if I had a rail. If a guy feel like he can outrun me, I'm going to do what I got to do to take that money. It's all about racing. It's all about going down on a man. A man get out of his lane, supposed to put him back in his lane. And boy, oh boy, that's what Tree Man did. So I want to give props out. Jeff with the Jeffel car. He felt like he had another opportunity. He brought his best horse. He had two hired guns, two of the best in the world, with Big Billy Stockton and Stevie Fast Jackson. For the ones out here in the Grudge world don't know who Billy Stockton is and don't know who Stevie Jackson is, let me just tell you, Billy Stockton, he's one of the highly sought-after tuners in America. Tunes on no other than the Allanabi team. He's a crew chief with their team. He tunes on their nitrous cars and one of the world's fastest nitrous cars, which is the Allanabi 69 Camaro, is driven by no one other than Stevie Fast Jackson. They just come back last month. Take that back. They just come back early part of this month from over there in Quetta doing their things. And boy, oh boy, they know what they're doing because the old car run bottom 370s. So those are two of the best driver tuners in America. And they working for a class guy, the Jekyll and Hyde team. They picked some Hyde guns to go to the Invasion of Louisiana to try no one other than Aggressive Behavior Tree Man. And everybody was over there at the Invasion of Louisiana, man, and people was going down, but everybody was waiting to see these two cars. But before that happened, Bullet, a car out of Mississippi, stepped in the way and wanted to get in the mix. So they went up and that Tree Man run to one of them two. The Jekyll car did his thing against the Speed and Bullet from Mississippi. I tell you what, I ain't sure what kind of life Jeff had or just how bad that guy from Mississippi slept. But I tell you what, when Jeff let that button go, he was two cars out on that Speed and Bullet before he moved. Jeff went on down Broadway with them candles lit up for the win. So as you know, all that did was boost the morale of everybody waiting to see Jeff and the Tree Man. But before they got to that action, I have to mention this, or it wouldn't be right. We have a main man, King Arthur, in the house. And if anybody know King or heard of King, King made action way out there in Louisiana on his feet. Wherever King Arthur show up, whether he got a car or don't have a car, he going to make some action. He went and knocked somebody off of $300, $400, $500 on a foot race. God fell down and got all scarred up. King did his thing over there to jumpstart this. And as we went off into the night, later part of that evening, it started raining. And boy, we thought we wasn't going to get that race on. But everybody was waiting. They dried the track. Everybody was waiting to see what was going to happen with them two Texas cars with the best tuners in the world. All I can tell you, Tree Man was over there a little short-handed. For some reason, his main pit crew people wasn't there to help him out. But he had Motion Racing Company in the house to assist him to do the best he can do. That's all you can ask for. The guy took off without his right-hand man and went over there. And what I'm going to say to him and that car was part of the biggest race of Tree Man's life thus far. But all I can tell you is props off to Tree Man. When they lined them things up, Tree let that button go. I knew from the time he let it go, it was over. He wasn't late. If you let that car get out the hole on you, goodbye, Irene. I don't think you're going to catch it. That said and done, man, props to Tree Man. He did his thing. Props to Jeff for stepping up and trying him again. But my opinion, and my opinion only, I don't think they're going to try Tree Man again with another back half. I don't think they're going to try Tree Man again back half. So, fellas, y'all can get off Tree Man Casey. A lot of you haters down there hating and say that's all he ran. Those are the ones who stepped up to try to make action. But has anybody seen the video that's out? Tree Man is now looking for any Grudge Pro Mart, any Grudge Pro Mart on the planet. Tree Man say, bring him on. And before the night's over, we're going to be looking. So we got a special lockup we want to see can we get done for the World Grudge Nationals. And everybody know that race, everywhere I go, is being talked about. The World Grudge Nationals are being talked about a lot of folks across the country. They're going to invade Texas July 4th and 5th, San Antonio Raceway. They're going to invade Texas. And boy, oh boy, I got another call from another Texas Pro Mart. I'm going to lock up another Pro Mart. We're going to try to get that information out there for tonight. So we're going to try to get this other Pro Mart on that want to lock up for the World Grudge Nationals. With all that said, man, things are going to start to heat up. And as everybody know, all roads lead to Texas. All roads lead to Texas, April the 12th, Houston Motorsports Park. It's going to be going down, fellas. A lot of action. We're going to try to make this thing go. But before we get there, it's going down North Star Dragway. Grudge Inc. is putting up two belts. Two Grudge Inc. belts, $3,000 to win. In 29s and back half. $3,000 free, no entry fee. If you think you bad enough to get in there on 29, or you think you got a back half bad enough to get in there, buddy, all you got to do is get to North Star Dragway March the 27th this Saturday and get in there and go to battle and try to come home with them nice-looking Grudge Inc. belts. And what I tell you, those belts are moving around the country. And everybody wants a Grudge Inc. belt. So with that said, fellas, everybody buckle up. Get ready. It's going to be going down and we're going to try to make action. So with that said, if anybody else got an event that they want to announce, Sharon, open the mic up at this time, because I can't tell who's out there. I'm working in the blind. She must be in the private room because she didn't answer, so I'm going to have to run my mouth until she get on and give me somebody to talk to. So I can't tell when she come back. But like I say.
Tracy.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I heard you. I've tried Ernie multiple times, and so I just give up at this point.
Okay, don't worry about it. Let's just move on.
Okay.
We got anybody out there that got a event coming up? Want to let them go?
You've got two hands up right
blind.
Now. Yeah, I know you're working in the blind. You've got two hands up right now. I don't think Bushnell has an event, but he may have something else he wants to talk about, and you also have Batman with his hand up. I'll open Batman first. Batman,
your mic. What's up, Trader?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man, yeah, shit, the weather is what's going on. At least it was anyway. Man, I'm going to tell you something, man. I can tell you this, man. I got some long motherfucking races in Dallas, Texas, man. Hey, man, regardless of the fact, man, we had a lot of people, man, that came down to Houston. And I had to give my ass out to John. The owner of HMP, man, and he told me, hey, Byron, hey, if it don't work on Saturday, we'll try it on Sunday. And, man, I'll get my ass off to him, man, because I don't got a stand-up type of dude, man. And, hey, man, even the racist fans stayed around just to see if it's going to happen, man. That's what you call some real, true, law racist to the game, man, to the Batman game. And I like that, man. I want to give all my props out to, like I say, King B. Man, he was down there, and a couple of other fellas down there. We chilled out all day Saturday. It was raining pretty tough, man, and we was hoping Sunday we can get it on. But like I said, the Mother Nature wasn't going to let us happen. So we all good with it. So the next stop for us is Prescott, man. We told them, hey, man, our word, we're going to try to come out there and make it happen with them. I know last year they got rained out, and then everybody was hyped to go down there, man. And like this time we said we're going to keep our word to them. So we head down to Prescott on the 22nd. That's this Saturday. D&D Racing is making it happen down there for all who can make it, man. We know a lot of people was coming off my vet to go there, so we're going to find out what that is, man. And they got a lot of guys come down there. Tony Bond said he will be down there in the house, making it happen with a couple of his cars down there, and a couple other guys coming down there just as well, man. But once again, like I said, man, I appreciate everybody trying to make it happen. The Batman's Grill Fest, it will be back June 28th down there at HMP, man. And we're going to make it happen, man. Once again, we'll keep the Dallas versus Houston series going. And also, I still got the same trophies that I put a bunch of money into. They will be there to give the races, man. And it's going to jump off. So, hey, man, everybody, like I said, appreciate you coming out. And we can only do what Mother Nature let us do, man. All right, Trace, back to you, baby.
All right, man. Okay, Sharon, I don't know if you got T-Mac on. I'm getting a text. I don't know if you got him on or not. He texted me again,
no.
So I can't tell who's out there.
I'll call T-Mac. I didn't know he wanted to get on. But while I'm doing that, while I'm getting T-Mac on, let you guys know that, you know, just to reiterate what Tracy said about World Grudge Nationals, it will be in Texas July 4th and 5th. You know, it's slated to be the biggest grudge race that Texas probably has ever seen. And we have started a new Grudging Texas board. And you can go on that board. You do have to register to post on the board. But we're going to try to use that board to put all the information about World Grudge Nationals, whether you've got a call out. We'll post information there, you know, regarding things that will happen, things that are coming up, you know, hotels. And any updates regarding World Grudge Nationals will be on that board. That board is www.grudgeinktexas.boards.net. Again, that's grudgeinktexas.boards.net. And it's up and running right now. And Tracy, give me just a second, and I will get T-Mac on. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and open up Bushnell. Bushnell, your mic is open.
What's up, Tyler?
What's going on, Bushnell? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, coming out of goddamn Nebraska trying to get back to Texas. Hey, Miss Sharon.
Hey, Bushnell.
Yeah, about that.
Hey, man, oh, yeah, I got this here. Hey, man, shout out to Jekyll and Hyde racing team over there for trying to promo car with a backhand car, man, you know, so I guess they felt like they had enough. And damn sure, shout out to Tree Man going up there and jumped in that saddle, man, and drove in that promo car like that, man. That was pretty badass. If I would have known, it was if I wouldn't have been burning some midnight all on the grill trying to get it back down back down on the ground, the time I'd have drove around there to see that goddamn shit, man, just to even see it, you know what I mean, man. So, you know, I'm true to that relationship, so I bet that was really something to see Tree Man jump in the saddle and get that W like that, man, with one of them big dog races that he just did, man. So shout out to you, Tree Man. You the man.
Yeah, that's right, man. Tree, he'd probably be on here, probably throw his hands up later. We got something we're trying to do. Hey, but like I say, man, for the ones who missed it, you probably can see it on DJ Madhouse. He has it on video over on YouTube. So, you know, hey, you can see it. And like I say, man, hey, props off the Tree Man, man, for doing this thing, man. I believe he kind of shocked some people. They might have had some doubt, you know, because they caught him a little bit underhand when he was out there.
Yeah, I was about it. Yeah, I was burning some midnight off, but I'm good, though. All I got to do is make me a motherfucking laugh. If I go down, I'm going to try to show up and show out my goddamn self a time. I promise you that. I can't wait, man. So it's really, it's all good. You know, everything's set in place. You know, the car, you know, I think I got the car pretty much got that glitch out of it. So, I mean, all I got to do is make me a shakedown, man. Hey, I'm going to try to find my man.
I hear you. I hear you, man.
I'm going in the queue. I'm chilling. I'm trying to get back to Texas.
Okay, stay out there, man, because when we get to this topic tonight, man, I want you to share your opinion, man, because, you know, it's, you know, some people know and some people don't know, and like you say, when we start talking about it, it's a matter of opinion of where it come from, so I'm going to give some of the knowledge that I know about it, that I done researched about it, so we just want to talk about it. But hey, Sherry, you got your hand up?
I got T-Mac on.
Okay, what's up, T-Mac?
What's up, Atomic Dog? What's up?
I'm up.
Grudge World? What's going on, fella?
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, man. Atomic Dog, first off, I'm going to thank you, you know, for letting me come on, man, and help me out, you know, any way you can, man. And just want to, you know, show my appreciation.
Appreciate it. No problem, man.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, I got a race going on this Saturday at Prescott Raceway called Mayhem in March. We're going to run a 607 class, $50 buy-in, $25 rebuy. The price of admission is going to be $15. We're going to have an 80% payout on that 607 class. My fault. Tech cars going to be like $25. Gate's going to open at 10. We're going to have a test and tune that Friday night before the race. And also, everybody that's coming from Texas, man, I'm going to give y'all an easy way to get to the track, man. When you get to exit 44, you take exit 44 coming out of Dallas, and it'll take you straight to the track. All you got to do is look to your left, straight shot. Tell me, dog, hey, man, I appreciate the time, man. I ain't going to hold it up, let you get to the topic, man. And if anybody got any questions, I'll stay on and answer them. Other than that, man, you can go ahead with the show, man. I'm going to sit back and listen in.
Okay, man. Appreciate it, man. And, you know, I got to go to Denton this weekend and do this grudging thing because they got bells going out. But, man, I wish y'all all the luck down there, man, on having a good show, man. Everybody that's traveling to the event, man, I hope they be safe and, they, you know, have a safe trip down there and a safe trip back, man. You know, we just going to do what we do. And keep on trying to promote these races, man, and people are going to go where they can go and try to support each other in each and every way they can. But that's what it's all about, man, just showing support when you can. You know, everybody can't make everybody show, but the deal is to try to support somebody in the grudge game because it's all important to all of us, man. So, hey, good luck
already,
to y'all.
Already, man. We're going to, you know, quite naturally like we did last year, man, we're going to come to come west, man, and Dallas, Houston, man, as much as we can this year, like we did last year, man. Hopefully more than less. And, one thing about it, whenever D&D show up in the house, you can best believe we're going to somebody's ass. We're going to create some action.
Y'all going to definitely do your thing. I know that's right.
Win, lose, or draw, we're going to somebody's ass. Somebody got to go to aisle one.
All right.
But tell me, dog, like I say, man, I appreciate everything, man. Appreciate the time, man. And, you know, hey, we here, man. Anybody want to know anything about the show, you know, I'll be sitting on mute.
Okay. All right. Okay, Sharon, we got any other hands out there?
You don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, well, let's go on and get off into what's going on tonight, man. Let me explain something. Tonight's topic, and, you know, there's a lot of people around the country got difference of opinion about certain types of cars. I tell you what, and we must have wrestled with some guys across state this weekend about this car stuff, and it's popping up. It's always popping up depending on what you're trying to do. But I want some people to push the one button and tell me. Let's start off with a pro mod first. Can anybody tell me what the difference between a pro mod and a top sportsman? If there's any, can anybody tell me what's the difference between a top sportsman and a pro mod, if there's any difference at all? Because I tell you what, man, I hear so much stuff, and you got guys that got pro mod, you got guys that say they got top sportsman, and you got the guy with the top sportsman feel like the pro mod should give them the one-in-one, vice versa. If you got a back half car and you got a top sportsman, then he don't feel like the top sportsman should get a back half of one-in-one. Then if you got a back half and somebody got extreme back half, why are they the same or are they different or what? If you got a stock suspension, when a guy say he got a stock suspension on 29 versus a guy just say he coming on 29, we want to kick this around, man. But can anybody, please, y'all push the one button and somebody come on here and tell me what do they believe the difference is between a pro mod and a top sportsman? If there's any. Can somebody out there, I can't see Sharon, so you got to let me know with some hand come up. Go ahead.
Can I speak on that, Bushnell?
Go ahead, Bushnell.
Hey, man, top sportsman, pro mod, just like you said, extreme back half and not extreme back half, those pretty much the same chassis, man. One of them just built more than the other one, man. They both chassis cars. Now, the extreme back half and the regular back half, same shit. So one of them just built a little bit more, you know, different from the other one, you know what I mean? So I don't see no difference between neither one of them two put together, neither one of them two screen back halves. You just got to, if you grudge racing, man, and if you got a regular back half, not a stream back half, and if you think a stream back half too much for you, just mess with the back halves like you, man, sitting like you. So, I mean,
okay.
I mean, so I don't think it's nothing in between that, Tom.
Okay, well, let me ask, since you said that, let me throw this comparison out here. Now, I'm going to throw it because you said they both chassis cars. You don't see no difference, correct?
I see difference in better built. Yeah, I mean, for it's like more balls and shit to it, more style, I would say. But for it, chassis-wise, for chassis cars, I mean, they two damn chassis cars, man.
So I'm going to ask you this. Let's take the blue frame. The motherboard with the blue frame,
mm-hmm.
and that take Tree Man. They both chassis cars. How do you think they're supposed to race?
Okay, so how they think they're supposed to race on that? My opinion. So I'm just mind the way I feel. Now, Tree Man cars are way more car than blue frame. So if anything, you know, I would say to make a race out of something like that, maybe the hit or something, man, you know, or something like that, man. Because other than that, you know, but they have two different cars showing up. One of them is more killer than the other, in my opinion. Tree Man car is more killer than Blue Flame, you know what I mean? So So that's my opinion on my take on that, man.
Why do you think? What do you think makes a difference? Are you looking at
because,
the pen?
Because one of them, the chassis motor in it and the motor maker.
Huh?
The chassis motor maker and the motor maker. That's my opinion on it. The motor maker and the chassis.
Anybody out there in the bush, one button want to help Bush nail out? We talking about
help me out. That's my opinion on that shit.
The FOMO and the Tom Forster. We want to know what's your opinion. I hear you, Bush, and I got you. Anybody that want to help Bush and I and tell us if they can tell us what their opinion is, the difference between a pro mod and a top sportsman. Now, I know we got a full show because folks been texting me they can't get in. Guys, push the one button. You know, you got your opinion. I'm quite sure the light's going off in a lot of folks' heads and what they thinking and they standing amongst themselves or to their friends. Hey, put it out there, man. It's just your opinion. When it's your opinion, it's your opinion.
But you got to know the difference, Tommy.
Excuse me?
You got to know the difference. You know what I'm saying? I know the difference. That's what I'm saying. I mean, everybody might not know the difference, Tommy.
I'm going to give what I feel based on what I know and what I read is different here.
Tracy, do you want to give that first, or do you want me to open up two hands that just came up?
I don't want to give it first. I want to see how the people think. Because when I get on the phone, we often back and forth with some guys, and I tell you, well, depending on how you sit, a guy want to try to say you this kind of car and you that kind of car. But when it comes to them, they ain't that kind of car. So I'm just asking right now, since we're on the top sportsman and the pro mod, we got a lot of guys around here with pro mods. We got a lot of guys around here, so-called, got top sportsmen. I'm trying to see, can somebody help me out with what they think the difference is between those two cars and what make them so much different? Now, guys, come on, somebody. I can't see you out here tonight, so put me one person to help me out. Who you got?
Go ahead, Spanky. Go ahead, Spanky.
Go ahead, Spanky.
I think. And what you're saying is really good, but in my opinion, I think that you gotta throw in like some cars that like, or you gotta throw something in like the scenario you just made. The guy know both cars, so you put in a scenario and say, hey, you never seen these guys. You show up to a track and you got these two cars sitting on the ground. You look at those two cars, like you say. Somebody said you gotta know what you're looking at too. But
yeah,
if you see the average person walk up and see those two cars, they're going to say they're the same car. But most people that know the two cars or seen them run, going to say because one is faster, they're going to say it's more of a pro mod than the other. You know what I'm saying?
Here we are talking to guys now clean across the East Coast, and you're on the phone, and you got a race coming up, like we're talking about the World Brothers National, and you're talking about locking in cars, right? A guy telling you he got a top sportsman car.
William Brown III, say for instance his car.
Guy telling you he got a top sportsman car, and he calling your car a pro mod car. He done seen your car, but he don't want you to see his car, and he ain't gonna. All he gonna tell you is he got a top sportsman. I'm just saying. What do you think the difference is? You know, I hear what you said. If you walk up to them cars, if you look at them, you potentially gonna think this and think that, but I'm gonna say something a little bit later. You know, it's probably gonna make you say, "Hey man, I just put that to wash." But I'm in the grudge world, in the grudge sense. Where's the difference? Where is this pro mod and where is this top sportsman coming from when we talk about the grudge? So somebody push one button, help him out. Stay on that thing.
I think it ain't no classes when you grudge race. And it all depends on who got the gun and who don't got the gun. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It depends on if the rabbit got the gun or not. You know, if you got a tree man car and you aiming at, you know, like the car you use for example, and you know you faster, then
what
you
is
know
tree
what
man? In your opinion, what is tree man car? Your opinion.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
I consider a pro mod.
You know, tree man was nominated in the top sportsman. He was nominated in the top sportsman. He was nominated
smoking.
I think a lot of cars were some cars, I'm going to say a lot, some cars are nominated or classed because of how fast we think they are. You know what I'm saying? Now that I know for sure.
And that brings on another question. Do the speed or the ET, do it make it a certain class? Do the speed or ET make it a pro mod or a top woman or that?
You can't have a slow funny car and be in pro stock class.
I know, but see, it's something different about what you said about a funny car when you compare them to these other two. When you compare them to the Pro Mod and the top sportsman. See, when you said funny car, then you went a whole other direction. It's something.
Okay, that's cool.
Hey, it's not a full show, man, because people study texting me. They can't get in. Push the one button. I can't see, but share it and let me know if you got your hands up. Give your opinion. I know it's a lot of people out there. Somebody help us out here. We're just trying to see because we all, man, I tell you what, it was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us on the phone the other day, and, man, we was going for about 2 hours, ran and ran about different stuff.
I don't know what's wrong.
You know. Oh, man.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
What do you consider your car as? The new one.
I know what I got. I got a back half.
Back half.
I don't have an extreme back half.
So you have a back half.
Let me show you something. Let me answer the shadow. Hold on. That's right.
Let me tell you why we're kids here. Hold on. Let me answer Batman's question. Right now, if you consider my car an extreme car, you said it, right, Batman? You said it, right?
Yeah, I know your car back and forth.
Okay, so you consider my car extreme back half, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I got front rails, factory rails in the front of my car, and you don't in tourist car, so what are you?
No. Wait a minute.
Tell me what you, in your opinion, what makes mine extreme?
What makes yours extreme?
Yeah.
Because you brought up from the front to the back.
But
your firewall is in the factory location.
Okay, but you said, what did you say? You said from the front to the back on what now?
He brought it up.
I said you brought up from the front to the back. Hold on.
Okay, stop right there. Your firewall is
in the stock location.
Okay, stop right there. Now watch this. Now, Tory's car that you drive, ain't it barred from the front to the back?
No, it's not.
Wait a minute. Do it have round tubes in the front?
No.
That car.
It
don't have the Kim Smith style front end on it.
It has a Kim Smith.
Watch this. Is it barred round tube?
Wait a minute.
You said it's barred, right? Right.
Okay.
Let me show you something. You said it's barred. You said it towards is barred, the one you drive. You said it's barred, right?
Yeah, yours is barred from the front to the back.
No, hold on. Ain't that a round tube front on that car, right?
Okay, but this is what I'm saying. Is your car strutted?
Hold on. No. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm barred. Wait a minute. You said I was barred, and you also said you was barred, right?
Okay.
Let me show you something. Let me just show you what you said. You said I was extreme.
Yeah.
You said you wasn't extreme, but you said I was barred to the front, and you said you were barred to the front. What makes us different?
Because your car, the last time I seen that car, and it was not too long ago, unless you changed it, that car was studded from the front. I mean, it had struck front end on it.
Hold on. I'm telling you, so you saying we both barred to the front, you said, but you said I'm extreme and you not, but you said because you think I'm strutted to the front, right? You think I'm strutted up front, right?
Unless you done changed it.
Hold on. Now, I'm telling you, I'm not strutted to the front. So now, you're the same, right?
Okay.
You're not strutted. Wait a minute. You're not strutted, right?
No, we're not strutted.
Okay. Now, you said what you thought that I was, so you put me extreme. I'm telling you that I'm not strutted to the front. So now we're the same, right?
They're the same.
Okay.
Well, yeah. If that's the case, we're all the same. But the last time I saw that car, Tracy, and this wasn't too long ago. This right before
Batman, but I just gave you an answer, Batman.
Batman, hold on.
I'm making a point, Tracy.
I know it. But let me just let you know. Before Batman, got off track because you were on Top Sportsman and ProMod. You got a lot of hands
right.
that came up that want to address.
Let me straighten this up. Hold on, Sharon, I got it. Hold up. I want to straighten this up because Batman said something to the Grudge World last week that he didn't know what he was talking about. You know, when you don't know what you're talking about. Hold on. Batman, I just gave you the correct answer. I own it. I'm telling you, you said you bought to the front. You said I'm bought to the front. You said I had struts. You said you don't have struts. I don't either. So I say we the same, right?
Okay, so are you the same as Daryl Motion Car? Look how I set up right here.
Hold on. We talking about mine and the one you drive.
But I'm asking a question, though.
Motion Extreme, man.
Wait a minute. We're not talking about motion. I said I'm a bat.
I just asked you a question, though. You asked a question. I'm asking you. But after my question, too.
You asked me about motions. I said, I don't know. You got to ask motion. I'm quite sure you're on here about his.
Bro, are you sitting like him?
Say what?
Are you sitting like him?
I'm sitting just like you.
Yeah. No, are you sitting like him, though? I'm asking.
Are you sitting like him?
No, I'm not sitting like him.
Okay, watch this. Now, let's go. I'm sitting like you.
So, you sitting like me, right?
I'm sitting like you. So, we're going to go on to the next caller because we want some other things about what they think. I just want to, because you put something out there about me, I want to clear it up. So, we're going
to
go to the next people, the next person who's got their hands up, Sharon, go to them. I just want to clear it up because Batman put that out there, so now he can take it away. Okay.
Hold on. Somebody's got some background noise. Allie Cat, is that you? Okay, somebody's working or something.
Somebody mute your mic. There's a lot of noise in the background. Mute your mic.
Hold on a second. Alley Cat, that was you with the background noise. If you want to talk, press the 1 button to come back in. Okay. Hold on. Let me go down the line. B-Red, your mic is open.
How you doing, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Michelle? Now, I'm going to let the whole Grudge World know I am very ignorant to these cars. I was at the track Friday. I've been to more pro mod races in the last 5 or 6 years than I care to go to. But when I see these cars, I would say the difference is about $100,000. I'm looking at $500,000 cars out there Friday. Now, Top Sportsman, maybe $150,000, $200,000. There's a big difference in some of these cars about what they spend. But what I was thinking a true back half car is Ghost, Travis is clowning around, Nightmare, Two-Face. These cars, I believe, are true back half cars. If you build a back half car and you're going to go stick an 800-inch engine in it, 2 toilet bowls for carburetors, and you got 3 mechanics working on it, you kind of need to be working with the pro mod guys because you ain't going to get no race down in the low levels where we at. We're not going to even want to see you. And you're not big enough to get up there with the big boys. So where do we really do need to classify what these cars are, because I'm ignorant to a lot of it. You start talking about tubes and how they set up with the framework, and you got to misset the engine back this far. That's way too confusing. You got there with a toilet bowl for all your carburation, and you got mechanics working on it to keep it tuned every 10 minutes. That's a pro mod. You need to be racing with them.
Okay, so your opinion is the motor. Your opinion is, depending on what kind of motor they got in car, distinguish what it is, in your opinion.
In my opinion, I was told by some guys, Smooth Rock, and some of the guys that I run around with, they were saying, no, it ain't got nothing to do with the engine. It's got mostly to do with how the car is set up as far as the rear end to the front end. And I see some of these cars, they cut from front to back, but where do you put Birdman at? He got a 572 with two turbos, and he can get with all these guys. So is he extreme? Or is he in a regular back half class with us? He's just much faster. Where do you classify this
extreme
guy at?
Okay, I'm not no right or wrong. It's merely your opinion, but then I'm going to try to give what the word is, because, it's Grudge Racing. But I'm just kind of putting some stuff out there, because just like I hear and I wrestle back and forth with these guys, you might find yourself in the same situation wrestling back and forth. Hey, Jim, we got another hand, or you don't? I can't see if you're gone.
I'm here. Yeah, we got a few hands.
Did you get my text? Open a couple of mics and then
go. Okay, I just saw it go off, so I'm going to open up a couple of mics, and then I'll do that. Glenn, your mic is open. Jackie, your mic is open. And hold on.
How
y'all
doing, fellas?
Hold on. I'm going to open up this one, too. Tree Man, your mic is open.
Okay. Hey, Glenn, go ahead.
All right. On the Pro Mod versus Top Sportsman, both the chassis are the same, 25-1E specs. Hell, both of the car can run 14s or a real fast Top Sportsman. Maybe run a high 390s. I don't see no difference in the cars. Maybe the wheelbase on the Pro Mod a little longer. Maybe the only difference.
He chopped the roof on them jokers too.
Oh,
and that's just my.
Sound like.
Okay, I need you. Who is it, Glenn? Okay.
I mean, I helped my buddy build a, he got a Pro Mod blower car, 3,200 horsepower. And the specs between that and the Top Sportsman is pretty much the same. You can put that same motor in the Top Sportsman. I mean, it's the same car. It ain't no, maybe the wheelbase may be a few inches long on the Pro Mod on some of them, some of them not. But most of them, most of them Pro Mods want a little longer wheelbase.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who we got?
Yeah,
Jackie, that you next?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, go ahead on. We got Glenn. Go ahead. Stay right there, Glenn. Go ahead, Jack.
All right.
What's happening?
Now, I don't know how to start this, but you got Top Sportsman cars, and Pro Mods used to be kind of the same. Years ago, but I mean, in the last, I'm going to say 10, 15 years, the evolution of them has changed to the point where you've got longer wheelbase, different motor locations. Everything's different from a Top Sportsman to a Pro Mod. I mean, their Pro Mods are made just for all out, as light as you can get them. On a nitrous car, they move the motor forward, so it helps you get wheel speed. On a blower car, they move them up and back. I mean, it's just it's a purpose-built deal. A Top Sportsman, you can buy a Top Sportsman cookie-cutter chassis, from all your chassis builders that, you can put together yourself at your house. Myself, I got a 106-inch wheelbase car, but it doesn't set right when you put it next to somebody that's got, say a Tim McCamus 115, 116, 114-inch car. I there's no way I'm a 60-foot with them guys. So, go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Now listen. You're talking about right now is 2012, 2013, 2011. Let me just tell you this. I've got the Pro Mods. Just go to 2000. Pro Mods. In 2000, they were Pro Mods, full-blown Pro Mods, and you had Top Sportsman. Now that same car that's the 2000 Pro Mod. So you saying it's the 2000 Pro Mod in 2000, but you said it's the 2004 now, that same car, you said it's not a Pro Mod no more?
Well, what I'm saying is back in 2000, when you had a top sportsman car, that was basically a beefed up super gas car. And that's about all you had for a top sportsman car. And then you had the Pro Mod. Well, a 2000 model Pro Mod is more comparable to a 2014 top sportsman car. And the 2014 Pro Mod is in a whole different, you know, it's in a whole different realm of its own. It's like the, you know, it's like the super jet fighter compared to a P-52, you know.
In your opinion, Jackie, to me, from what I'm hearing, seems like it depends on, as the years pass, the car change categories.
Well, you got to look at it like this, Tracy. People's not buying $150,000, $180,000 rolling chassis, running them for 8-9 months, and then selling them, and then going to buying the next year model. Because, you know, some people do it, you know, because they've wrecked them or whatever, but most teams just do it because they want the latest and greatest, the newest, the lightest, the best stuff out there, because that's an advantage over the next guy.
Yeah.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion. Okay, we see if they got another opinion. She opened somebody else's mic before she came back. Who's
Tracy, hang on. It was Tree Man, but while I'm on here real quick, I want to give a shout-out for Tree Man for going out there and doing his thing. I just happened to read that stuff on the Internet today down in Houston. Man, I think that's real silly what they're saying. Keep doing what you're doing, Tree Man. Hey, Tracy.
Go ahead, Jack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it.
I got a couple of questions I want to ask you, too.
Hold on, Batman.
Okay. Let's Tree Man. I think Tree Man is next.
Tree
Hold
Man.
On, Batman. Let's Tree Man go ahead. Go ahead, Tree Man.
First of all, I want to say, everybody will give up their props. I appreciate it. I mean, I hear it all. I appreciate it. But Jackie, you know, what you're saying about the Internet, cheap. I don't even read the Internet.
Fuck that.
I don't even read it. There ain't no but a bunch of bitches and cows on that Internet. Fucking put what they want to put in them fucking Internet and hide the Internet and never walk up to your face. They'll see you at the track and never walk up to your face and say a damn thing. I ain't number probably 170 pounds, 5'9", but ain't never one of them bitches on the Internet could ever walk up and treat me and say a damn thing in this face. But then I'm just, you know, get back on to them. I'm going to tell you, everybody giving their props, I appreciate it. I give props out to the Jekyll and Hyde. I give props out to the Jekyll and Hyde crew. You know, the man, you know, he do what he do. He feel it. He ain't scared to raise his car. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Also, Motion Racing, they came out to help us do our thing. I mean, everybody who didn't come, y'all really missed the shit. I give props out to Team Arthur Trace. Everybody who came out there and we done our thing, I mean, hey, I give props out, man. I'm going to comment on what you said, cause I mean, they just made some pretty good points on your difference, Tracy. And then I'm looking at it like this. I already know where this whole subject started from. And you already know that's a bunch of excuses what the East Coast boys doing. But I look at it like this, deal. You take my last car, I put 800 cubic inch motor in and turn all the nitrous on, and it could take it to go down the track. I consider that a top performing car. A Pro Mod car is going to have a longer wheelbase. I mean, it don't. Whatever you put in it, it's gonna take that bitch and go down the track.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna take it and go down the track and ask for more if you got it. And for the back half, shoe back half, stream back half, that's just like when you go ADRE, you got nitrous and you got full nitrous. I mean, extreme back half is pretty much the top of everything. I mean, it's gonna be the fastest of the fastest back half. I mean, I'm saying up there, I'm gonna mute my mic until you get to the point where we try to get these other lock-ins.
Okay.
Hey,
Tracy,
I'm gonna say a couple things, and then I'm gonna mute myself. But let's go back. You were doing comparison between tourist car and your car. See, I know for a fact your car was an old Tony Christian's car. It was built by Kim Smith on a gig. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm telling you. No, I'm telling you, that's how. That's the reason why I tell you. I know that back to forward.
I couldn't tell you. Well, if you hold on, Batman, if you're talking to me, I clicked over. I didn't hear what you said, so I came back and you said I'm trying to tell you.
I said the difference between Terry's car and your car is that car that you had was an old Terry's Christmas car, which Kim Smith built years ago on the Jig. So from the specifications, when you go putting your car on the Jig and everything, you're going to extreme. And that's what extreme means to me. Because an average back half car is getting built by on the ground. It ain't on no Jig. It ain't specified. Actually, it's really it's from the back seat all the way out to out, putting foam ink, ladder boards, tubs, aluminum. This is really what a true back half is. And all the rest of the front has got all factory up under it. You know what I'm saying? The factory floor up under it. That is a true back half car, if anybody really want to know. Okay, but I'm saying to you, as far as your car is concerned, man, you know I know better. And I'm going to say this. No, let me talk. Continue, I'll let you talk. Now, I'll tell you.
Batman, we're going to move for the same reason. I know you're just trying to put me and you in different classes, so I know a crap when I see it.
They put you in the same class as that emotion is, so when you do come out, don't say that you ain't got the same car, because you really do.
I got this. Oh, Batman. I hear you. That's your opinion. We got the same stuff. I understand, bro. Hey, don't just cool down. We ain't gonna just tie it up. I know you're trying to get away from it. I ain't tripping. Batman, we gonna move somebody else talk. I see you running now. Come on, Batman. That's somebody else. I see you running. We all right. That's somebody else. I see you running already. Let's go.
Hey,
Tracy, just
had a cat.
Go ahead, cat.
I'm confused. Do you have a double frame car?
Double frame, what they got to do with it?
Well, that's
double frame.
Double frame is a starter for a extreme car.
Okay, so
that's
you're saying now watch this. So you saying a top sportsman have a double frame?
I said back half.
Let me see.
I didn't say nothing about a top sportsman.
I know, but let me just show you the comparison, Kat. Hold on. So are you saying a Pro Mod with a double frame, you agree, right? A Pro Mod, right?
Shit, I don't know what a Pro Mod look like. I don't even own now.
Okay, so you
I own a back half, and I raise back half cars.
Wait a minute, you said double frame. I'm going to walk you to what you're saying. You said double frame. I'm saying a Pro Mod got double frame.
Right.
Okay, so you saying if you got a double frame, you extreme. That's what you saying, right?
I say that for a back half car. I'm not saying it for a Pro Mod or a top sportsman.
Wait a minute. A double frame is a double frame, Cat.
No, well.
Where did it change? From the firewall back, if you got a double frame and a Pro Mod got a double frame, where are they different at?
You talking about for a back half and a Pro Mod, or you talking about a Pro Mod and a top sportsman?
From what you saying, extreme back half, you saying double frame. I'm saying from the firewall, the Pro Mod, which is a double frame, from the firewall to the back, they both double frame. So what are you saying the difference is then?
I'm saying if your car is double frame and cut all the way out, that the front end been cut out for less weight. I mean, it's just been all the way extreme cut out. That is not a back half car. That's an extreme back half.
Oh,
now, just like Byron just said, hold on. Just like Byron just said. Now, just like Byron said, a real back half is cut from the back seat, from the driver back seat back.
It
ain't double frame.
Hey, so what you saying, if you got any round tube bar that ran past that back seat, you saying that ain't no back half. Is that what you said right now?
No, that's not what I said. I said your car is cut.
No, we ain't talking about just my car. No, hold on. We not just going to put this on just my car.
No. Anybody back half, if it's cut from behind the driver's seat back, that's an old school back half car.
Hold on, because now you change the language. Now you put old school in there.
You but see, you your car was built on a Jeep. Oh, that's what makes it extreme.
Byron.
That's what makes it extreme, right?
Hold on, Byron. If you got a back half car, it was built on a Jeep, too. Don't say that no more, man.
No, my car was built on a Jeep. That car was a Jeep. That car was built on a Jeep. Your car was built on a Jeep. I told you, do you want to say anything about your car?
Because
you know I mean.
That
man, back
on the back seat on, was built on jigs, too. If you had a good chassis shop, it was built on jigs, too. So, come on, man.
No, my car wasn't built on no jigs. I'm telling you, your car is 25.
Hold on, Batman. We're not going to tie it up. We got another hand call.
Something like Anakin Batman on you.
No, Tracy, you got to come on your hands
down.
Hold on, ain't nobody saying it but you. They can listen to you. Let's go to the next caller. Who the next caller, Sheriff?
I'll call Cliff. Hold on. I'm going to open up two more mics while I'm getting Cliff on the phone since you can't see when I'm gone. King B, your mic is open.
This is just
DJ Madhouse, your mic is open. Now, I'll get Cliff on.
Go ahead, Madhouse.
Oh, okay. I was going to let King B go first, but...
Let him go. Go ahead on, King B.
Hey, we need to spend on the back half in the on the back half. Back half is from the back seat on back. You got ladder bar, four link or whatever. You got true stock suspension. You got the true stock front end on the front. That's a true back half. A pro mod, you're gonna have a longer wheelbase. Top sportsman, you're going to have struts on the front, an extreme back half. It's like you still got the same back half, and you may got a front end like what Kim Smith and them make, and you're going to have a shock.
What is that? Hey, B, when you say Kim Smith, what is that to you? If you got a front end like that, what is that to you then?
That's a round two front end.
So is that
if
extreme,
you got, that's going to be extreme. If you got, if it's in a stock location and you got a stock, you know, you got a stock shock and it's in stock location and it's round tube like Kim Smith makes, you have an extreme back half.
Uh-oh, Bar, you just shot Bar in the head.
No, hold on. Let me show you something. The true back half is actually what I got with my car, okay? Now, as far as Tracy's car is concerned, everybody know it used to be square tubing. They don't do that no more. All Kim do is round tube, so everybody probably got a hell, he got a round tube on his shit. Everybody got round tube if they got the front end on there. Because they don't want square tube and shit. But what I'm trying to tell you in this is, you don't know this fuck
up.
You know what you got.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Jackie. So this question is for Batman since he knows so goddamn much. if you got a factory frame rail and your shocks both in the factory location, and your upper and lower A frames both in the factory location, but you've cut it out in the center for an oil pan clearance, what do you got? Is that a pro mod or is that a back half?
No, there ain't no pro mod. Come on, Jackie, you just got them trash million motherfucking stuff.
I'm learning tonight because you teaching me that a round tube is an extreme, and everybody out there got round tubes.
I don't have a Tommy Dog car.
Well, you used to have it, right?
Batman, you know what I'm trying to tell you is this. See, I know what car it is. I know where it comes from. I know everything about the car. You know what I'm doing, you Tracy?
What's up?
You get out. I'm going to put that tape measure on
you got two Batman, first of all, you say you're going to win there?
I'm going to put that K-Leg on your ass. Win, baby, win, baby.
Batman, if, hey Batman, if I catch you up under my car with a tape, man, I'm gonna leave you butt up under there.
Hey, just to say this here, so nobody can jump on me. You know, I'm new at this stuff here, and what I like to do is I come here and I listen to Tommy Dog. You have Ernie on there, and it's been many, many times I've been wanting to catch Ernie and not really true. So when Ernie says something, I got another window open up, and I quickly type in there exactly what he says. Ernie is on the money by 100%. Now, I was listening to what you guys were talking about the true back half and the true tropical enforcement and this and that. The last four gentlemen that was on the phone, the last four, especially the last guy that just spoke, that was speaking directly to Batman, he is absolutely right. This thing comprised of four different overviews. There's the overview itself, there's the engine, there's the bodies, which a lot of you guys talked about, and there's the transmission. Now, from what I'm researching here, it says that the pro modification is readily known as pro mod in a class or a division of sports drag racing used in the NHRA quarter mile, and the American Drag Racing League, which is the ADRL, is similar to the top door slammer, but it has a class of its own definition. However, in the overview, the division has a specification of rules and engines and components, body parts, I'm sorry, bodies and et cetera. Pro modification usually runs between the the quarter mile and the eighth mile. However, the ADRL will only run an eighth mile. And
you read that on a dictionary?
Hold on, hey, Batman. This ain't the Batman album. You had just said yesterday. So, I mean, because I'm trying to say this, that all of you guys are right, but there's different classifications and there's different components and stuff that you have to specify, which makes a top sportsman, which makes a pro modified. And I'm looking at all this stuff on the internet by the top professionals, not nobody who has a shop and who has been a racer for 10, 15 years. We're talking about the top professionals. So
well,
hold on for a second, Batman. Hold on for a second, because when people go and buy stuff like this here, they research it first. They don't jump out and say, this is what it is. They research stuff in the 21st century.
Hey, man, listen up, big dog. Let me tell you something. Do you know Kim Smith and Elliot, one of the sharpest motherfuckers ever in Texas, is building cars, man? Man, this dude got that
FK shit. That's totally irrelevant from the argument that's going to be.
Hold on,
this is on the
internet.
Hold on. Hold on.
Who in the hell on here want to lock the fuck in, man, for Arkansas, man? No. I don't want to hear nothing about no goddamn chassis and all this bullshit. Lock y'all ass in.
Right now, all the lock-ins for Arkansas, Batman say he got them already taken care of. They group is on their way, and y'all ass is in trouble. But I'm trying to get this man straight on something. Guess what? If you got somebody who won't lock in for Saturday, that's going to still be here. Batman already got the Arkansas taken care of. Y'all ass in trouble because Batman and Attica and them going down there, they said they got y'all covered. So y'all did. Y'all just ain't started stinking yet. So,
well, goddamn it, I come on here to find out, goddamn it, which goddamn corn I need to send over there first to get them dead bodies out there, motherfucker.
Hold on right quick. We trying to get something straight, cause we got them a card, and we're trying to get something straight because, you know, I'm coming out with a back hat, and I got some goddamn folks on there trying to put me somewhere I'm not, and I'm trying to set the record straight.
Hey, BG,
Tracy, hold on. Hold on. We got some mics or some hands that have been up for a minute. Hold on. Okay, Doobie, your mic is open. Flip, your mic is open. Jackson, your mic is open.
Hey, I want to say this real quick. Why is it that when people come on the show and Batman hears some stuff that he don't like, he argues about it? I don't get it. I mean, you arguing with somebody. I mean, this is on the internet by professionals. Why are you going to argue with somebody who's been fucking racing 20, 30, 40 years?
You probably wasn't even
in your daddy's drawers 20, 30, 40 years ago, bro.
Let's get the next call.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear.
Hey, Tommy, what's up, y'all? This is Jackson. Hey, I want to get to some real shit real quick. Hey, is Boom on the line?
Boom?
Yeah, because I want to see if you want to lock this cut dog in for your race. A grudge now, so this don't matter, bro.
Yeah, I can't see, Sharon. I'm in a blind. Is Boom on here? If not, we can get him on here. Don't worry. Anytime we want somebody, go ahead and call. I got a few calls we got to get to, Sharon, so you need to get, first of all, can you hear me, Sharon? Sharon. Okay, she's trying to get somebody. I can't. I'm working in the dog right now, so I can't see. My computer ain't working, so I'm kind of working in the dog, so she had to come back. But hold on. We're going to get him on here. Yeah.
Place is out of cat.
Yeah.
For whoever said that I was running from you, I want to lock their ass in too.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I know you got. Hey, let's make this. You have an extreme backhand, Tracy, so I'm gonna run your ass still.
Hold on, I'm still gonna run you.
Let me
straighten you out, Cat. I'm gonna straighten you out too. Cause I see right now you signed with two.
No. I'm still gonna run you.
Okay, good, Clap. I appreciate it, Cap, but let me straighten you out real quick. I have a backhand, and that's the end of the story. And me,
you got a whole two backhand, Clap?
I tell you what,
you got a whole two backhand, what?
Is yours an old school? Is yours an old school backhand, Cat?
I got an old school back half.
I said, who was that? Motion?
That was me.
Hey, Tracy.
Hold on. Who are you talking to?
No, I'm just talking.
Let me get Alley Cat back on, Tracy.
Oh, you failed? No, he didn't fall. He heard motion. Help that motherfucker.
Hey,
Yes, sir.
So what y'all telling me? So hold on, what y'all telling me is Tracy got a 111, 112 wheelbase.
Hey man, don't put that wheelbase. Don't put that wheelbase on, man.
Hey, motion. What they telling you? They scared, man.
Yeah.
All I want to do is put that receipt in his neck. Put that receipt on his ass.
I want to know how I'm extreme, though, you know.
Kid, all you got to do is tell me you want to race them. They'll tell you how you extreme.
Because I know I just waited to put stop frame rails back on my car because I had bent them all up, you know. So
okay, I'm back, y'all.
He really don't want to run you, though. That's what that is. See, I'm trying to put a dog on him.
Wait a minute, Batman. You done jumped on somebody's dick?
No, hold on. We got a lady on the phone.
When Batman, I'm talking about a stick, man. Don't, I'm talking about a stick. Just keep it straight. Don't get twisted, Batman. Come on, man.
You know what you're doing? You thought you were not
okay,
away.
Hold on, Batman. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Daryl, I do have Alley Cat back on, and somebody's got a lot of background noise, y'all. Alley Cat, you're back on.
Yeah. Hey, I'm back in the queue.
Yeah, you're on. We can hear you.
30, 35,
out of bounds
to 37. Okay. Somebody's got a hey, Alley Cat, what do I consider an old school back hair?
Yeah.
Not a double frame car. A double frame back hair.
Not a double frame. Okay, my car not double frame.
It need to be back hair from the back seat back.
Mine back out from the back seat back.
Yeah, we ain't got no problem.
Hey, man, Chase is running from the big dog, man.
Hey, who the hell have I ran from, Batman?
You ran from a tree man all your life. Then you sold your car to get away from him.
Let me clear something up. You said I ran from tree man all my life.
Wait a minute, listen to me close.
Everybody had a time right now, Tree Man had his. I done had my time where I've been the baddest bitch in Texas. So don't tell me all my life what I've done.
Right now, Batman, hold on,
I got a back half, and you keep your crab ass in that bucket.
Hey, listen, check this out. You know why I'm going to run you, Tracy? You know why I'm going to run you? Because I don't think you got the nuts to get in your own goddamn car.
Batman.
That's what I believe. Okay. You ain't got the nuts to get in your own goddamn car. I'm going to run you anyway.
Let me get this crap. Batman, I just tried to get your ass down at Temple just a couple of months ago and your coward ass wouldn't come to the line. So what the hell are you talking about?
Batman, did I try to get you, let's go to the line at Temple?
Yes or no? Did I tell you let's go get it on at Temple, me and you? Did I tell you that?
I can't talk now.
Doobie, your mic is open. Flip, your mic is open. Doobie in the goddamn bushes.
Bring him in to Arkansas. He got the back tie.
Okay,
hey,
Flip, your mic is open.
Hey.
Let me just interject here for a couple minutes here, guys. You know, the deal is, there's always going to be a difference in there's always going to be a difference in cars and chassis and weights and motor sizes and motor locations, which on paper classify cars in different classes. Everybody knows that. Nobody needs to be read for dictionary. Understand double frame rail, single frame rail, mild steel versus chrome mileage versus motor location versus tire size. But at the end of the day, this is a grudge racing show. I give Tree Man credit for stepping up and saying, hey, I'm the baddest mofo on the block on this track, and I give Jeff credit for stepping up and saying, hey, I'm going to try you, because at the end of the day, it don't matter what it is, it's two cars in the lights. This is grudge racing. If this was class racing, we'd all be going through a safety check. We'd all be going through different sets of rules and regulations that we don't do because this is grudge racing, guys. So I don't give a shit if Batman want to pull a tape measure to my car or your car or whoever's car, and when he's done, he can pull a tape measure to my you-know-what, because at the end of the day, it's just grudge racing. That's all this is. If two guys think they can try another guy, they're going to try him, and the fans get a show from it. So if you think you bad enough to run a pro mod, or you think you bad enough to run a stock suspension car, or vice versa, take a shot at him. Try it. at the end of the day, this is all just about making action and making racings for the fans. So you can sit back and pull out your calculator, your tape measure, your goddamn calipers, all you want. But at the end of the day, two cars got to line up, and we're forgetting one of the most important things about racing in general. You still got to get down the track. Whether you got a Pro Mod or a damn moped, you still got to get down the track. So it don't matter what engine size you got per se, because you're not racing on paper. You're racing on a prepped racing track, given the weather, humidity, and there's a million other variables in drag racing. That's why I love this sport. So at the end of the day, guys, we got to remember that it's just about making action. So, yeah, there are different definitions and different classes of cars. Yes, 100% agree to that. But you can still try anybody. I mean, hell, last time I heard, Byron was trying to try me. So, you know, what class am I? It don't matter. I got four tires and an engine and a transmission. Let's race. At the end of the day, that's all it really boils down to.
You didn't say you were going to give me the move, right?
Okay. No, sir, you're incorrect. No. Now, you need to replay this video because on Jay's video, you tried to get me to give you the move. I told you, you got the back tire. And I've said that on these shows before, so I'm not giving you the move. I gave you the back tire, and you know that. And you can replay the video.
Hold on. No. What I'm saying is that we're talking about with a tourist car, you can give us the back tires, right?
I said I'd give you the back tire, correct.
Yeah, with a tourist car. I'm talking about with my car, with the Mustang. You're talking about I'm going to take the move. I just want to see if we're still on the same page.
I can't even remember that. And like I said, I was betting on that your car was probably never going to actually make a full pass. But if you and me at the track, we can talk about it. But I'm not going to lock that in because, again, I don't know when your car's going to be out. I may not even have this car no more. I mean, I'll trade cars like I do shit.
I'm disappointed, man, because I was really looking forward to that, man.
Yeah, I bet you was looking forward to that. But back to just racing. I mean, it really don't matter what these cars are classified because, I mean, and I'm not being disrespectful to nobody, but you got some stock suspension cars, you know, running on drag radios, running as fast as some of these back half cars are. And that's great because that's what they built these cars for. They out there having fun. But at the end of the day, it's no class race. We grudge race.
Just don't want Tracy to run from them.
You know what, Byron? But here's the thing. Grandmama always told me, worry about your own business. So why don't you worry about your own car and don't worry about you trying to line up anybody else with Tracy or nobody else. You worry about your own car.
Byron, doing what Byron do is run when he feel like that heat fit run over his ass. He run at lap until he feel like he's stopping turn around and get
sad.
You mind me when that damn engine wild water runs a goddamn fence. Then when you suck that towards that fence, he runs that towards the
house.
Hold on, Byron. Let's go to the next call. I need to get two people on because we got two lock-ins that's pretty big. And Sharon, I need you to get 5-speed on, and I need you to get the old jacks on. I got a couple of people on here waiting to talk to him. So if you can get 5-speed on in the OJAC before you leave, let me know who you got on the mic so I can't see.
Mr. 5-speed.
Okay.
Hold on, Tracy. I got a question. Hold on a second. Let me open these mics so I can get these guys on because he can't see when I'm gone.
Road Warrior, you've been very patient. Your mic is open. And Richard, your mic is open. Now,
okay, what's up?
Well, all I got to say is I got a true back half car.
Who is it, Road Warrior?
Back half.
Yeah, this is Rock.
Who?
Rock?
This is Rock out of Dallas with Road Warrior.
From Dallas? Okay, you got three black hands, okay. Who was the other hand? Richard?
Yeah.
Okay, Richard. Go ahead, Richard.
I got my opinions on that back half and all that good stuff, but everybody's all, you know, intermixed in it. You know, it's all been brought up, so I'll shut up on that. I want to talk to DJ Shakehouse.
DJ, you here? DJ, you on here?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
DJ, is that you, Madhouse?
Yeah. This is DJ Madhouse. Who is this calling out me?
Hey, man, this is Richard.
Man, what the fuck do you want?
Man.
Whoa!
Man,
what the fuck do you want?
You need to shut the hell up for a second.
If you ain't shooting video, I don't raise the car, motherfucker. I shoot video. And if you really want to see me, I will be in North Star next Saturday. If it does not rain, come to me like a motherfucking man, nose to nose. Say what you got to say, but this ignorant ass negative shit, keep that shit to yourself, man.
Hey, why don't you chill out, buddy? I'm trying to help your ass. Hey, man, I'm just trying to help you. You can go ahead and talk over me all you want to try. It ain't gonna work. I'm trying to help you.
Hold on. You and DJ Richard, hold on, y'all. We ain't trying to go violent, man.
I'm sick of this motherfucker.
It's about smack talk, but man, we not trying to go to where it get violent. That's not what we pushing these shows for. It's smack talk, try to make action, and try to make races. That's what we're doing. We ain't trying to go to that off the wall stuff.
Bring action with your camera.
Well, man, DJ,
DJ, DJ, DJ,
DJ,
DJ,
I'm just trying to help you, man. Yeah, I'm going to give you some shit. I'm just trying to help you. If you want to swing, go ahead and swing, buddy, but I'm just trying to help you.
I'm going to tell you something, Richard. If you really want to help me, man, get to know me, motherfucker, first before you open up your mouth and say some negative-ass shit. Now, the last time I let you do that shit, I didn't say a goddamn thing. You are dealing with an ugly, big-lipped motherfucking dog that don't give a shit. Now, I'm trying to be cool with you, Richard.
I don't know you. You don't get to know me. Sharon, did you get 5 feet on Jack on? Yeah, I'm on 5 feet. Right now, let me tell you what we got. I want to get old Jack on here. AC on here?
Yeah, my phone is on.
AC on here? Okay. Hey, Mickey, you on here?
No,
Rocky Mickey, you on here? From Dracula Crew.
Yeah, hold on. Your mic is open. Drexel, you're on here. Okay, I got Drexel and Mickey on.
We're going to let Drexel talk to AC first, then we're going to let Tree Man talk to 5 feet. Drexel, you can go ahead. AC is on here. Hold that. Drexel.
Nikki's on here, too.
Drexel, you and Nikki, go ahead. Nikki, Drexel. Hey. That AC is OJ, Daniel. Hey.
Hey, Sarah, you, hey, somebody needs to mute their mic. I have no idea the password. If it's working, you're not. I'm about to mute everybody's mic. I'm muted. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nikki. Hello? I'm here. Go ahead. Can you hear me? I hear you very well.
All right, yeah, man, I say, who is this here, Mr. Fast Speed?
No, that's Old Jack.
It's Old Jack. What's up, Mr. Old Jack?
What's happening?
It ain't nothing, man. I'm saying, you come down here, think you're going to run over us, baby, got something for you. You can laugh all you want to, but it ain't going to happen. Like I told Trace today, all roads lead to Texas, all roads go out of Texas, too.
But listen, when you go hunting, you don't tell the rabbits you're coming to, you shouldn't tell me. You got something for me, just to travel away.
Okay. Just come on down here in San Antonio. We're going to be waiting for you.
I'm going to try to be there. Nothing happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
We sure going to be there.
What you got, a blower? What's that, a blower or something?
We got a nitrous car.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a blower when you was talking.
No, we got a nitrous car.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's the guy who ran Rockham with AD, so you'll know kind of who they are. These are the guys who ran Purple Rain when we was in Mississippi. They had that truck, but they got another car. That's them.
Mm-hmm.
This guy you talked to. Remember when we went to Mississippi and y'all was down there with the missile?
Yeah, this guy had a
truck.
Wait a minute. He had a pretty truck.
Yeah, this is them.
Yeah, scared to death. That's the one? That's who he is?
You got him on the phone. There he go.
Okay.
Well, he's scared. Believe me.
You were scared in Mississippi. You wouldn't even talk.
Okay, well, if you think that to come down here and see if we're scared now.
All dogs bark loud in their backyard. All dogs bark loud.
All right, we're going to see. Hello?
I ain't going nowhere either.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going nowhere.
What do you want to do, AD? What make you want to do?
Before I say that, I want to translate my boy Tree Man.
Hey, Mickey, know y'all coming to World Rose Nationals, and what they want to do is they want to make a conditional lock-in with a Camaro to run y'all want to run. That's what he want to do.
Well, I got a deposit up already. Go one car.
That's for Friday night. What are you going to do on Saturday?
Well, if I get knocked out on Saturday, I might not have no money left.
Well, it's conditional.
Friday.
They trying to do something on a conditional race.
Listen, Tracy. I don't count my chicks before they hatch. See? We're going to run Tree Man first. Amen.
So, Mickey them said they're going to be there. They had a black Camaro that they're going to be there with, and they was asking about you. So, you know, I told them I'd get you on the show and let them holler at you. So.
Okay.
You going to run Tree Man first?
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what, though?
You going home fast. You going home fast.
Hold on, Mickey. Hey, AD, you got a buddy up there that they just trying to get you to bring down here named Sniper. Now, Sharon, we might need to call Sniper because these guys have been dying to get Sniper this side of Mississippi River.
Well,
okay. I'll try to
get Sniper on. Why'd he try to get Sniper on? He feel like he's tied up. We'll let Tree Man talk to Five Speed.
Bang, 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 bang,
go.
Bang, bang.
What's going on there, Tree Man?
Huh?
What's happening? What's going on?
Man, they're roughing the girl from this here, man.
You're rubbing the girl. Okay, I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, but we were doing some shoo-shooing and wah-wah today on his old phone, man. They were telling me, the only way I'm going to give my recognition, I got to challenge you for that bill.
Challenge me for that? I ain't got the bill.
Okay, God, man. Let me tell you about this deal. Right now, the bill is on for 2 years, and it just stands there. Now, what we can do is we already got a shootout at the World Brewers National. We got all these promo cars going to be there. Now, we putting up 2,500. Now, what we can do, if each guy bet $1,000 in the pot, and we put up a new bill at the World Growers Nationals, each promo winning a bet $1,000. They can bet more than that. I'm trying to put $1,000 up front on top of that $2,500, and we'll have a new promo bet for the shootout. So, you know, you got a lot of these promo coming, so, I mean, it's an opportunity to take that bet. If everybody agree with the promo, to put up $1,000 on top of whatever's being put up.
Then y'all gonna have some cars out there, some blue cars in there.
No, they gonna be nitrous cars in the shootout.
Oh, okay.
In the shootout, promo on nitrous cars.
Oh, okay.
Grudge cars. We not gonna let a guy come in with a straight out full blown ADR car. Now I got somebody with one that want a match race. So if y'all got anybody around the country want to come and match race, I got a guy that called me yesterday.
won a race at the World Rush National. He won a match race. So I'm trying to work on something for him, but we want this to be grudge with a belt. If each grudge car is willing to put $1,000, whatever y'all bet on the side, that's cool. But at least be willing to bet $1,000 on the side so that'll make every race a grudge against the money. Then that'll come out to a $6,000 or $7,000 pot.
Yeah.
With a belt. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, because we've seen them got some grudge pro mars trying to, they want to make it down here. So that's just something I want to put there.
Well, that's something that we'll get together and talk about when we get there. They locked me in with T-Man, and they, conditional locked me in, whatever. But T-Man, like, he's just a bad bear. He doesn't got to be a big bear now or something. You know, like, he's so bad, he's going to challenge me, too. So when T-Man, when AT get through with him Friday night, I guess I'll have to get over to that TSA tonight. You know, I guess I'll have to get over to TSA. If he has anybody living, if AT leave me something. AZ leave me something, I'll get over there to TFS Saturday night. So one way or the other, I'm going to get over there to TFS because he doesn't got that right. That right.
Hey, what he did on Fire Speed, he got that victory this weekend. He got his chest
out. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he got that victory this weekend. Yeah, you know how that? Yeah. I hooked the hard car down there in Louisiana. He done hooked the hard car.
When you was asking me for a race about 2-3 months ago, I told you I had to straighten out down here first, right?
Yeah, when you told me, you said you had to straighten up your own backyard first. That's what you told me. I give you that. I was about to say that. You know, you told me you were going to have to straighten up your own backyard. And you know, you told me another. I don't know if you want to tell me that, but you know, you said you have another one out there you need to take care of. You don't know why he's coming way over here this week. You don't know why our peanut coming way over here to Montgomery this week to get his head split when he got his head split right there in Texas before he leaves. Ain't that what you told me, too? Did you tell me that about peanut?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about? You don't know why he coming way over here to get his head split on the 23rd and come out when he wants to run up between me and Mike.
I'm not gonna let y'all talk about peanut without getting him on here. Rick and peanut, you don't sign it, call your name, push one button.
Tree Man said he gotta clean up his own backyard. He gonna clean up his backyard and then he's coming for me. He's coming this way. He's gonna wiggle all the way across the United States. From the East Coast, from the West Coast to the East Coast.
I gotta get Peanut on here because y'all not threw him out there and he ain't here to defend himself. I gotta at least let him say what he gotta say about his car since y'all brought his name up. Sharon, if you get Peanut, come on here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what he told me. Y'all ready for the heat on? Oh, the line on the pin. Okay. On the oil pin, okay. Yeah, but Peanut. Tree Man said he gonna take care of that guy first before he get to me. He didn't wanna scare them off. He whooped me and scare them off. Now that's what he said. He didn't wanna scare them off because if he whooped me, he gonna scare them off. So I understand that, but I told him he didn't have nothing to worry about because he wasn't gonna whoop me.
Peanut is on.
Yeah.
Peanut.
Yeah.
I already brought your name up. I told him I ain't going to let him talk about my buddy without getting him on here at least talk for himself.
What they say?
Five B started it.
I was never repeating what Tree Man told me. Tree Man said he had a few things he had to take care of. And he had to take up in his backyard. And he said, and he was talking about them juggling high boys and what that other joker down there, Birdman. When he got through with all them, he'll come this way. But then he said, he don't know why Peanut coming way over here to get his head cone. And he can get a cone right there in Texas before he leaves.
Tree Man know how to reach me.
You still in there?
Tree Man know how to reach me.
Check this out. They can rock through that.
Yes, sir.
A Batman said on his show that you've been testing your car, and do I have any problem racing you? Nah. My exact words to him, I ain't good on no car, period. Long as he a gorilla car. Ain't no ADR car. Anybody want to see me, I'm trying to see him.
What's up, nigga?
I'm still in test mode. But I mean, I ain't scared. I mean, we ready to try the car on somebody. You know what I'm saying? And Mr. Five feeding them was talking that noise, so I said, well, hell, I'll go down there and get the one.
Well, why don't both of y'all come on over here? And then we'll mix it up that day. I'll whoop my heel, and then I'll pick on one of y'all. I'm going to whoop him for this, and then I'm going to whoop one of y'all for this. And I might have made that goat still be breathing out with both of you.
Well, that goat might not live through your first race.
Say,
that was two feet. What?
5 feet.
Yeah.
Let's lock it in for Saturday.
So what now?
Let's lock it in for Saturday.
Say it well.
Kind of tone.
You got to run HD now. Oh, no.
I got to run HD Friday night. I'm going to be busy the whole weekend.
No, but I might have to get me somebody to Friday. I ain't going to do that, though. If I lock in somebody, I ain't going to be locking in with nobody that got a race with somebody else, man. I'm going to lock in with somebody that ain't got no race so that we can get it on. I ain't going to be sitting around like I did up in Rockingham waiting on the man to get ready. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna lock in for a certain time, and that's it. Because if you get there Friday night and HD set ahead, or HD comb ahead, or something happened, you can't run, see, then I'm stuck. I ain't got no lock in. You know what I'm saying? For Saturday, so we can't do that, man.
You're locked in on conditions, though.
I know, but I wanna lock in with somebody that ain't got nobody else to run like Peanuts. I don't lock in with Peanuts. Oh, I need to lock Peanut in for Saturday. No, for Friday. No, the name's so sad. I'm like, I lock Peanut in fast. I lock Peanut in. Might lock him in for Friday because the shootout's Saturday. That's like the shootout's Saturday. So I might lock Peanut in for Friday. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it like that. And then,
so
like,
five feet.
Yeah.
So what you're saying,
yeah,
if you lock Peanut in,
yeah,
you lock Peanut in, you
yeah
beat Peanut. If, I'm just saying this. I don't know who's going to win nothing, but I'm just saying, if you beat Peanut and not be 5 feet, me and you going to lock in.
Yeah, man, you gonna lock in at Red Dean. That's right. If I beat Peanut, I might be broke. I'm like HD, I might be broke. If Peanut slipped through the crack, or some kind of way slipped through the crack, and somehow they broke, and he get away, I might be broke. I can't run no more then. I can't bet no more. Okay? You know what I mean? If he slipped through the crack, but I doubt he'll slip through the crack. But I'm coming loaded for battle. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna have two of everything: two drive shafts, two transmissions, two sets of wheels,
Two motors,
got dang it right there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to have everything. I'm bringing a whole another trailer with me with another car, enough to replace the whole car. On the case, I hope on the case, don't wreck. If I don't wreck, I'm just saying, you don't get me out there, and I can't run. I bet you that. Ain't nothing happening to me that I can't fix. But I can fix it. As long as I stay off the wall, I can fix it. Whatever wrong with it. I'm going to have another trailer with everything in it, replace everything on there. But I don't want to sit around waiting on somebody, you know, on the lock-in money. And then I go out there and test run, and then I sit there 6 or 7 hours waiting on somebody to run. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would happen to me last 2 times I went out like that. Then putting on stipulation on it and stuff, on the time and stuff. And, you know, you had to wait till the next day. I had to wait till the next day, to turn the next day to get my punk out money, you know, sell them, you know, I had to give them to the next day, to 12 o'clock at night, because we didn't put no stipulation on it, on the time. So, you know, that was my fault, you know. I should have put a stipulation on the time, you know. So, but I ain't going to do that no more. You learn from your mistakes. See? But we're going to do something. Now, you know, T-Man, if I come way out there, I got to have your tail. I got a half of that to you. Now, you know that. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to come way to San Antonio and don't get hold of your tail. You know that? And everybody
else. I said that tail ain't
been over from the front. So where now you going to be over from the front?
I said my daddy
had to get over
from the park. Hey, I'm retarded.
So you the dad. Oh, you the dad to go. Okay. I got to. I'm going to see. We're going to see who's going to the dad to go. We're going to see who's riding on top. We're going to see who's on the top. God damn it. You know, my goat smack pack a mean crunch now. God damn
it. Hey, look at 5 feet. You tell me to get over. You look up, you tell me to get over there, you look up and see how I'm bending. You probably, what the fuck wrong with him? He retarded, he's bending over around there. I was talking about Nordic Grove.
I hear you. Boy, I tell you what. You like can't get him fast enough. This weekend can't get him fast enough, really. When I get through the night here, then we go. All those lead to Texas. I'm going to set that goat up. That goat going to be in air condition until it's time to come to Texas. It's going to be hot out there soon. So I'm going to put him in air condition and get him a chance to get cool. He's going to get cool to the core. So when he go out there, he'll be able to stand in that heat, see. When I bang him out there, he'll stand in that heat. Y'all used to that heat. But he ain't going to be used to that heat because I got stuff for him. I'm going to have him conditioned for that heat. Yes, sir. I'm going to have him conditioned for that heat. Yes, sir, buddy. Y'all carrying on his phone, bad. Y'all carrying on his phone like little big bad wolf. Wait till I get the ticket. I'm going to have you sitting on the corner like a little cat.
Meow.
Hey, y'all, you line up in the corner, Tom.
Meow.
Meow. Line up in the corner. Right there. Put you on a fire squad. That goat be standing there looking at you. Y'all gonna be scared to look at that eye. Every time a goat look you where you'll drop your head.
You're gonna say, what the hell have they done
hey.
To me now, y'all?
Hey. You can show up, I'm gonna show up. You know what? Hey, y'all show up, I'm gonna show up.
So you gonna do what for you? What you gonna do, Tree Man?
I said, y'all show up, I'm going to show out.
You're going to show out. I'm going to show y'all how big. Well, somebody named one of them big old hard trees to be in the wood. Some kind of red tree or red wood tree or something like that. I'm going to cut you like I cut a big red wood tree. That's how I want to holler big. Timber! Everybody better get out of the way. He won't fall. You won't tell him when I fall. When I cut you down. We're going to tell them stuff when I knock you down. So anybody better get back out of the way.
Watch.
Yes, sir. But look here, fellas, I can't stay on the phone long. I'm here trying to baby the goat and stuff, you know. She needs some new reins, and I'm putting some new reins on her and stuff.
Yeah.
And now I'm staying on getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah, you better hurry up, or you ain't got long.
I ain't got long, because you come on over here, Peanut. I'm going to show
you.
You know
I'm coming, though.
I'm gonna crack that peanut. You're a peanut now. When I get through with you, you're gonna be a cashew.
Well, goddamn it is. I know I'm. Hey, everyone's talking about it. If you don't, you gotta crack it wide enough. Cause if you don't, I'm coming right back at you again.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's the kind of man I want to talk to right there. Then on Chris, he want me to whoop him till he said, I'm gonna make him tap out, y'all. I'm gonna make how they do that W on that.
One of us gonna make somebody tap out.
Ain't nobody made me tap out yet. I done made a whole heap of them tap out in the last 2 years. I'm gonna whoop you till you say I got enough. I'm gonna whoop you till you say,
leave me alone. Please leave me alone. Don't make me talk to you.
This gonna make you say I can't hold him no kind of way. Y'all just do something with it.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing with him.
I'm going to pass through that man. Check that.
Mm-hmm.
Check that.
But yeah, y'all, let me get back in yellow and get ready to put the heads on. You know, so I got to get on the phone. I can't concentrate on it.
When you get ready about me, make sure you put the heads on backwards.
You can't put them on backwards. They won't go over one side or another. They go to the one horn He run home a little bit longer than the other one. You know what I'm saying? Only go him. Run home just a little bit longer than the other one. See? So when that, when I put it, when I put the horn on, I put the horn on the wrong side, see, you might not be able to, he might not be able to do what he's supposed to do, you know? So I gotta get him on the right side. But let me get back to work here.
Okay,
I'm gonna make some noise. And we'll talk about that.
Okay, man. Okay, I got a text earlier, Sharon, from Witt. Is Witt out there?
Witt was.
Yeah,
Witt's
on here. His mic is open. What's up, Witt? I've been posting that shit on Facebook, and people think that sometimes Witt can't have to have a hype. But I told the folks, you told me you coming to All Roads Lead to Texas on April 12th, and you said nobody in Texas might not move. And you called the names out now. They think I be BSing, so tell me the names you called out. You said you come to Texas, they might not move.
BT, you on the phone? We looking for anybody.
I need your phone, BT.
Yeah, I'm on with. Yeah, I'm here.
Let them know what we're coming to do on April 12th.
We're coming to shut the whole Texas down over there. We looking for the same ones that called themselves Billy Badass when we was over there. You know, we came over there and we shook up Hillbilly. We retired him. We ain't heard no more from Hillbilly. We looking for him with a flashlight in the daytime. That damn suitcase with them half drives on there. We looking for him. We ain't quite ready for Tony Thorn unless we can get our 29 car over there. By then, we look for Tony Thorn too. He ain't safe. We tired of Tony Thorn anyway.
Yeah, we hoping to get it ready, but I don't know if we're gonna be able to get it ready or not. But we might try Tony Thorn with a 28 car. I don't know, you know. Shit, fuck it. We don't care. But like I said, we're looking for anybody with small tires over there. And we coming over there to turn the Texas upside down. I got a bunch of fans already calling me. I got a bunch of fans already in Houston. They calling, letting me know where we come, asking where we coming. And I let them know, yeah, we already there. We actually already there.
Now, I know damn well that somebody on here sitting back listening, really, really laying dead to try y'all, but they just ain't saying nothing.
That's called they scared. Yeah. That's called they in the bushes. Shake the goddamn bushes, Miss Sheriff. Shake them bushes. Get them out of there. They sitting back listening. They sitting back listening. Step up. Hold up for Texas.
What about them old Duke boys? Ain't they from Texas?
Yeah, Kenny Duke.
Yeah, we don't care nothing about nobody.
You ain't got none of them on the phone?
I don't. Is Kenny Duke on here?
Or
somebody from Kenny Duke camp on the phone?
Yeah,
I'm on here. It's Jackie.
Oh.
Y'all gonna be in Houston April 12th?
Nah, but we gonna be at Denton Saturday.
We'll be at Arkansas.
Yeah, I'll be in Prescott this Saturday.
Yeah, I can't get off work for April 12th. We were trying to make it, but we can't get off for it.
Well, I can understand that.
Hey, hold on. Give me some help on room, man.
Go ahead,
Bushnell. Who is that, Bushnell?
Yeah, man, I want to try them 901 bad boys. They're some bad motherfuckers. They're one of my fans. I still want to run beside them. Hell yeah, I'm trying to beat you. You know, I'm by my goddamn self. I let this guy do go line through that goddamn. I'm going to try me a motherfucker, man.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm with them legend motherfuckers. What's up?
What's up? This the grudge car?
Yeah, man. What's up?
Yeah, we're running you.
Yeah. If I tell you, I don't be a press car. I don't be down there. That motherfucker run good down through there. We're going to try him.
Yeah, we'll run you over there in first time. We ain't no problem.
Yeah, see y'all over there, man.
We'll run you April 12th. You know, we like you when we see you.
Yeah, man, that's not what's up, man. We'll try something. I might get by y'all.
Yeah, you know, we ain't hard to beat, you know. We easy to race, and
man.
We ain't hard to beat. We just easy to race.
Yeah,
that's
what's up there with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we ain't hard to beat, man.
BT, I ain't scared, BT. I come out the motherfucking bushes. I'm going
God
down
it,
the road by my goddamn myself, man.
I know it, Bushnell. God damn it, I know it. I wish you were more than motherfuckers over there like you.
Motherfucking no goddamn bushes, I'm not.
You, that's right. That's right. You trying to go. I understand that, but like I said, we'll see you sad. We'll see you sad,
man. That's what's up, Witt. I heard you, man. That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. Where that boy with that come out Troy? Where he at?
Troy, come with Troy?
Yeah.
Come with Troy, you have that pushy one button. Sharon, if you see him, push your one button working the block.
I'm getting it.
What's up, BC?
What up, Troy? You got your little street car ready?
Nah, but yeah, it'll be ready for the 12th. Y'all wanna try to do something
bring,
with Mustang?
Yeah, what you gonna bring this at? Prescott?
Probably the 29-inch top car. Y'all bring that GYS car?
Yeah, we'll have it over
there. Okay, we'll with that one. We do something with Junior.
Yeah. You know, we got 29 car too now. You fuck around and get by with Junior.
Yeah,
B,
I know what you're trying to give on me. I'm gonna let it stay a secret, so you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone.
Hey! Okay, man. Well, shit.
That's right.
That's right. We'll see you Saturday, buddy.
All right. We'll see y'all Saturday. Tempo.
All right.
Who else you wanted on small tires you were talking about? Yeah, I know you.
What suitcase there with them goddamn twin half drives on this motherfucker? Where he at?
Hey, suitcase, you on here? Hold on, goddamn. I got Boss Mine calling me. He must can't get in.
Oh. Yeah, get Boss on too, goddammit. Boss coming over there. Boss said y'all big time Willie Bob motherfucker scared of him with 29s on. Y'all need to retire them motherfuckers. Debo, goddammit, Cornbread, all them motherfuckers over there scared of Boss.
Hey, Boss just texted me, he's trying to get in.
Get on your ass, Debo.
Debo, your mic is open.
What the
hell? Debo, your mic is open.
I know that's right. Debo, fuck around and get your nose busted.
Oh shit!
All tire racing, man. Hey, Debo, you gonna fuck around and get your nose busted, boy?
Debo.
Well, yeah, Debo. Take your phone off mute.
I can't see the mic. Did she say she opened the mic? She'll be right back. She just hold on. She'll be right back. Hold on, goddamn. Y'all don't come on my goddamn show and get these folks over here not talking up because y'all come on the show now. Goddamn it. They just land low.
Trace, we train to go, man. We coming to a track, man. Anywhere close to Texas, man. We drawing on any motherfucker, man. We train to go, man. This ain't no game, man. This is what we do.
They just land low.
Man, we gonna make some motherfucking grudge races out them boys in Texas, man. They. Hold on, guys. This shit gonna rub off on their ass.
They gonna be
just like Bushnell over there, goddamn. Hold on.
I'm trying to be all I can be, man. Yeah, you sound like a motherfucking goddamn army.
Goddamn right. You know them boys D&D racing, the Arkansas boys. They gonna have a hell of
hell of a safe for us to run on over there.
It sounds like a motherfucking dandy.
Yeah.
Hey, open, hey, boss, go there. Open T-Mac mic. T-Mac wanted mic up, Sharon. T-Mac wanted mic. Boss, that you?
Billy T.
Hey, boss, what up, boss?
You say you can get Peanut to come out the woods when we come down there to Texas the first April?
Man,
Peanut, you still on here?
No, Peanut dropped off, Tracy. He was coming from a wake, so he dropped off.
Boss, I've been trying my damnedest ever since I got on this phone, man. To shake him boy.
You call the Peanut name and don't get him on there, my boy. Call him back. Call Peanut back.
I'll try.
Boss, I've been shaking the bushes ever since I got on here, man. Hey, man, I'm telling you, I can't get none of them to come out of the bushes, man.
Cornbread ain't came out the bushes yet?
Man, I believe we retired Cornbread, goddamn, man. He got a win on us last time we was over there with Dillinger. And goddamn it, we ain't heard from him since. Fine.
Cornbread's locked in Saturday with Flip. We got 9 races locked in Saturday.
Well, I hear you, Jackie, dude. I hear you, Jackie, but we talking about over here in Arkansas. We trying to get something for Arkansas. I understand what you got going on over there. We appreciate you. We ain't gonna step on your toes. We just don't want you to step on ours. Anybody else trying to go for Prescott? We got Boss Lines on the phone with Geronimo. You Big Ty Willie Bar motherfucker, Devo. Come on, get your nose busted, man. And you give a one on one with Nightmare. You get a one on one with Nightmare. We try your motherfucker there with Geronimo.
Who is Geronimo?
Tell him to put down his bill for this one.
Somebody
get Smooth on here.
Oh, Smooth. Tony, hey, wait a minute. Smooth's on here. Smooth's on here.
Boss,
you asking about Nightmare. Hold on.
I can't tell. We're trying to go, man.
Peanut
back on.
Who?
Peanut.
Peanut.
I want to know who the fuck is
Geronimo. Tony.
Hello.
Peanut. No.
Geronimo, that wild ass Indian, goddamn, be hollering Yahoo!
He's
like a python. I'm telling you what he is. He's a goddamn Indian.
Peanut,
it's a Nova.
He's gonna be anyway. Houston, the 12th. I knew you ain't coming to Arkansas there. I said, are you going to be in Houston as well?
No. I ain't bringing no car.
That's how it's supposed to be, too, when I draw in. That's what you're supposed to do. If you did anything else besides what you just said, it would have surprised the hell out of me.
When you finish there, you can come right to Dallas and get an ass whooped.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. Just what I thought.
I don't race in Houston.
Why don't you race in Houston?
You want to see Nightmare.
Why don't you race in Houston? Nightmare, that's you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with
Houston? That's just one of them tracks I don't race at.
Where do you race at? You don't know because of Georgia? You don't know because of Carolina? Where do you race at?
I'm going to Alabama this week.
You're going to Alabama this week? Uh-huh.
I thought he was going to Prescott.
I'll be in Arkansas this week. I'll be in Arkansas this week.
Say, Tracy, you can't get Smooth on the radio.
Smooth is on here. Oh, but two or three of them are Nightmare. Which one y'all on here?
B-Red is on here now. I'm just listening.
Okay, wait a minute. Cliff, call me.
Hey, goddamn Cliff.
That goddamn clip.
Hold on, guys. Call Tony.
I'm getting a text. Call Tony
Thorne. Okay, wait a minute. I had Cliff on, but I don't see him now. Smooth, your mic is open.
Hey, Smooth got his own phone on mute. Smooth don't want to open that.
Let me get Tony on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Smooth.
Go ahead, Smooth.
Yeah, what's up?
We got Tony Vines on the phone looking for y'all with a flashlight in the daytime, man.
Bullshit. We right here. He ain't looking at her. Here I am. Shit, what's up?
Is y'all gonna be in Arkansas this weekend? Are you in Houston the 12th?
We're gonna be in Arkansas.
We're
gonna be in Arkansas. We're gonna be in Arkansas.
We're gonna
What you gonna do this weekend, Arkansas? What you gonna put up against me, man? You got so many cards. I ain't gonna be no goddamn fool. What you got?
I understand. What you got?
You know what I got? I'm Nightmare. You know goddamn well what I got. You done seen me plenty of time. Understand me?
What size size
you
know
got? What I got. Huh?
What size you got?
I got some small motherfuckers. But they grow up to be big when they swell up. Understand me?
They swell up to be bigger. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But they ain't telling me
what you trying to do, Brian? What you trying to do, boss man?
I'm trying to do something with Geronimo. You know, I got small tires. I see you have small tires on your car.
Nah, I got big boys. I got some big boys. You said that your spokesman a while ago. I heard him say he don't give a damn if we had big tires or whatever. I said that in mind when we overloaded ass, didn't?
Well, I'm bringing my back half car down there to Houston the 12th. But I'll bring Geronimo today. I mean, this weekend.
Yeah, well, you need to bring something for me this weekend. Then we'll deal with the 12th on the 12th. You understand me? We're gonna work with this goddamn this weekend first.
Well, you know, like I'm saying, all I want to do is I tell you what, I got a small top car, Geronimo. Just give me the brakes and I'll try it.
Oh man, you got to be playing in the motherfucker. Talking about the goddamn brakes.
Shit, I be talking shit.
Small
top car, man.
Man, it don't make no difference.
Tracy,
Tony
Thorne's
on.
I can't give you no
break,
man.
Still done?
Okay,
Kenny, hold on.
I said that make no difference by no smiles. I can't give you no break, man. Break it in the van. So I know you, you understand me? Just because you got a small tie, that don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I got 29-inch tall ties. You say you can't get a small, a 20-inch tall tie to break.
Break on that motherfucking light. That's what I do. I break on that goddamn light. Break me out that goddamn hole. That's what you can break.
You remember what you said? Now I'm coming down at 12 too. Now I'm coming down to Houston 12. Now you know what you just said now.
I said what now?
Coming down at 12.
I said I was going to give you no break. I didn't say I was going to give you no break. Now let's get that shit straight. I didn't say I was going to give you no break. I can't give you nothing but a head up race, man.
I ain't gonna run your head up
again. If you want a head up race, we might get damn, but I can't give you nothing, though.
It ain't gonna be no small tire tires out there in Prescott or what? I don't know.
Yeah, buy some big tires. Shit, what we talking about? Shit. Come ready.
You know we picture our cars, too, but if you ain't got anybody on a big tire car, you gotta give some justice up, man. You know how it go.
Oh, here we go.
You just start racing.
I can't give you nothing, Bob, but I'll tell you what, when we get out of there, understand me, and you say you got Geronimo, I ain't never seen Geronimo. Let me look at you. Right now, we can do something head up. I ain't got to look at you.
Oh, I know that. I ain't playing, Bill. We run head up. I'm betting with you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, no, I can't fuck with you, Brian, on no break. Somebody else might get that shit, though.
Yes.
All
put
right.
Put this kid on the show. Huh?
Tell Brian, quit talking all that shit, then.
That's all shit with Charles. I can't run no big time.
Tony Bynes. Tony Thorne.
What's up, Tony?
Hang out. Who's that one running you with big tires?
Some guy named Nightmare.
Who?
Nightmare.
Oh.
You think he for real or you think he joking?
Nightmare.
It's for real, baby. It's for real.
Nightmare.
Damn show for real. Yeah, yeah. It's damn show for real.
But Tony, like he want to do something with you then.
He talking to you. He not talking to me. He talking to Boss Man Bob. My name is Spoon. Nightmare Spoon.
He asked you who's going. He asked who want to run me.
I will run Nightmare any place, any time.
Any place, any time.
In the black
car? Is that all y'all going to do, y'all's whole life, pick on these 10-inch tire cars? Get on my Mustang. Get over here and get on my Mustang.
I'll run you this Saturday
off the trailer with a conventional head, one full barrel Mustang.
Damn.
Convincible heads, one carburetor, Mustang, heads up.
Head up.
Yes, head.
What's up?
A conventional Mustang.
Conventional head. It ain't got no big chief head. It ain't got no little old conventional head. One four barrel. Two little motors.
Who are they talking about?
Why would you a big old motor like you need a move and got bigger tires than I got?
Nigga, you got that motherfucking Roman King and you over there talking that shit.
I tell you what, you bring your car out there, if my car's 200 pounds lighter than yours, I'll give you the back tire.
You go get us a move. We don't want no tire.
Move. Get my bike car to move. My bike car's 300 pounds heavier than yours. Get my black car to move.
You trying to pick on somebody with that motherfucking Lumen King. Nigga, let us move. You won't see it no more.
No, I want to run your heads up. That's what drag racing is about. I ain't letting nobody move, and I ain't asking for a move.
You want somebody to leave with you?
I don't think my Mustang is any heavier than your car. How does that sound? Any lighter than your car?
We can bet on that. What you want? How much you want to bet? I'm locking in.
I bet you that 100 pound lighter than yours.
I'm just telling you, better. What you want to bet is lighter than mine.
We might be 50 pounds lighter.
I don't want to raise. Oh, well, you lighter. It don't make no difference.
Hey, Tony, let's get him call my car tin can. It's all metal. Got metal front end on it. Got a metal front end on it. They got a fiberglass front end, doors, trunk, bumpers. You know, I've got stock bumpers, metal front end, same size tire they got. I got an aluminum floorboard from the firewall back just like they got. I got a square tube car. They got a round tube car.
You ain't got no motor like us, so you got that John in that motherfucker.
I've got a conventional headed one-four barrel.
And you got one of the highest motors in that motherfucker. Tell the truth.
I'm telling you what I got in it. I got a conventional 632.
You got that motherfucker higher than that.
Hey, you come down and look at it and get a racetrack. Tell me I got a high motor in there.
Tony Thorn. Yeah. Let me ask Nightmare a question. Hey, Cliff and Smooth. Why would y'all ask for the break from Tony Thorn, and when Tony Byers asked y'all for the break, y'all could give it to him? He got small tires.
If you're Muslim.
Why y'all ask for a break from him and y'all?
They don't want to fuck with Tony, Peter.
Y'all scared of Tony Thorn, ain't you?
It's got to be a
Hell no, we ain't scared nobody in Dallas. Here you talking about.
We ain't scared of you.
Hey,
and we ain't no damn
fool.
You couldn't get
Boss.
We ain't scared of Tracer.
You couldn't get Boss. You couldn't get Boss the break, but you asked for the break. You know?
Yeah. Y'all got them giant ass motor. We ain't no fool. Y'all got them giant ass motor. We ain't no fool.
You got them giant ass. You got them giant ass tires on them.
One carburetor.
The other man said he won't get nobody to break, but he asked for the break. Yeah. Ain't that hell? You heard that too, boss?
Damn, man.
I heard that too. That little something on sign right back there. Hey, something ain't right back there, shit.
I bet he ain't trying to give it.
And you ain't either.
Uh-huh.
You ain't trying to give it to Ball.
Hey,
I'll tell you what, if he asking for the break,
hey,
I'll take 1-1 for Nightmare. Fuck it. For Geronimo.
Call the time.
Yeah.
That's a trans motor convention. They ain't one car brand motherfucker that much, right?
Yes, sir.
Man. All right, that's all I want to know. Y'all still got the show going, man?
It don't even have a hood on me. Come look yourself.
Just wide open, man.
Wide
hey,
open.
I'll take 1-1 night, man. Hey, man. Hey, man.
Good. Yeah.
Hey, boss said he take 1-1 from y'all, big shot.
That's to be crazy.
Huh?
Good.
Boss said he take 1-1, man.
Shit, if I ain't gonna get in the mood, how the hell I'm gonna give him a 1-1? Shit.
God,
we can get on all the time, the goddamn wrong, we can do it.
Say what?
Say what? What'd you say, Cliff? What'd you say, Cliff?
Anytime, anywhere.
Tracy. I've got so many mics open. Listen, guys, if you can hear my voice, if you're not talking, if you got background noise, TV, concerts, whatever going on in the background, mute your phone.
Close the mic. Close the mic, Miss Sherry. We don't need to talk to nobody but what's the name? Nightmare, there, man. Give up that 1-1, Nightmare.
Can't throw my
mic.
Oh, two birds.
Nightmare, y'all trying to come to the car show or something, man? We ain't having no car show over there. We have a race, man. We trying to race y'all, man. See y'all don't get no races over there. Y'all always ducking and shit. We gonna make some grudge races out y'all motherfuckers over there. That damn Nightmare.
All you need to do, man, is get another motherfucking lane.
Cliff, put your bill down, man, so you understand me, man.
I say all you need to do is get another lane.
Hey, well, Cliff, what about
the clown car? What about the clown car this weekend? You want to run that heads up? Do what?
You want to run the clown car this weekend heads up?
You can let me move, too.
Boy, he's scared of Tony Tony. I'm scared of you, Tony. Hey, I don't know what the hell you done did over there, Tony. You shook them boys up.
I don't know why everybody calls my Mustang light, but I wish they'd sit down here and scales. I wonder how it got so light. It's got stock front end on it. It's got stock struts on it. It don't even have aftermarket struts. It's got stock steel fenders on it. Stock firewall, stock everything, and I got the lightest goddamn car in the country.
And I'm a true bypass car. Everything.
You true bypass. You round. You round tube the firewall back.
You crazy as hell.
I know. That's old Wallace's old car. We built it up to Tim Smith.
All you need to do is let that motherfucker move to you. You so bad, it ain't gonna hurt you.
Why would I let a big chief motor move on a little old chief, small chief, or a little old conventional headed motor?
Yeah.
I just wish y'all would tell me how this Mustang is so damn light. It's all steel and all factory.
They just kill you,
Tom. That's the same shit I'm talking about. Yeah, that's the same shit. Now.
This man was saying your engine builder don't build you no horsepower.
Whatever you want to say. Whatever the fuck you want to say, sir, you gave me that something you can say. And you get what you want.
Engine builder don't build no power. Is that what you said?
Yeah. If you got a big chief motor, you can't outrun a little old conventional heading motor. Somebody ain't got no power.
Well, I'd be damned.
You ought to know. We done got on that black car at once. You ought to know what we got.
Yeah, who won the last time?
Well, let's do it. Let's see.
You beat the black
let's
car the
see.
First
well,
time. The black
man.
Car drug your ass the
well,
second time.
Black car won on a red light, which is a win is a win.
Right.
A win's a win.
You got it.
A win is a
what
win.
What you
want
to do with that bit? I bet if I come out there with 1633s on that black car, you'd be dodging that thing just like you dodging my Mustang. Y'all want to pick on these little old 10-inch tire cars. You mean there's a lot of cars you have to race out there, and I'm going to give you credit. Y'all do race people.
We're going to race your ass if you give us that move.
I wouldn't give you Dooley a move.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about. Goddamn it, pull that green one out there. Pull that green one out there, then. That black one. Let's see what them bitches doing. You got some tires on them. You calling out the ghost. With the motherfucker pulling us up there.
The green one?
And one of them motherfuckers.
Lock it in with a green. No, with this Saturday night. Be in the staging lane at 11 o'clock.
We ain't going to be here Saturday.
Huh?
We ain't been here Saturday.
We going to be there.
Where you going to be?
Prescott.
Oh, hey, y'all going to run 300 damn miles away from here not to get a race.
We got somebody. We racing down there. We already got a race, man.
Cool. Now, when you want to run the green car Sunday when you get back?
We don't know what time we getting back.
Hell. Oh. Well, when y'all want some of that green car, come over and get me.
Okay, you got that. You got that.
That's a race for you.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that car.
The Green Nova.
Yep, the Green Nova.
Okay. Yeah, you shouldn't have forgot about it. Yeah, we're going to make you think about it, though.
So we're going
to
see about that.
Trying to put that Mustang on the window, damn fool. You know that.
You ain't going to like
Alabama with that shit over there. You're going to get your ass whooped this week, so we ain't worried about it.
We're going to get, who's going to whoop me? You got a side bet?
You're going to get your ass tore up this weekend.
Who's going to outrun me?
Hey, you mess with the ghost. Ghost going to get your ass.
I'll get the ghost.
The bullshit.
Bet a hundred I can get the ghost.
There you go, get the ghost. God.
Well,
bet a hundred I can get him.
Y'all can't fuck with Tony Thorne, man. Y'all scared of Tony Thorne, that motherfucker. Tony Thorne,
well,
why don't you
get him, then?
He ain't going to be where I'm at. I'm trying to get your motherfucking ass.
You can. I just told you that. We're going to be there.
Give a one and one with a small tire, man. You got the big tire to goddamn with it, ball. We ain't got no
but
with it, ball.
We ain't matching no motor with you, man. We ain't matching no motor yet. Man, we got a small one carburetor. We ain't matching motor. You want too much fucking much, man.
We trying to make the motherfucking race even, dog. You got some big tires, the big ass move.
Hey, the race will be even. The race will be even. You have to clear. You have to clear.
You're in the back tire.
Give who the back tire?
Prime time. Give prime time the back tire.
Hell no. Oh, man. Yeah, who Tony talking to? You say he's going to give you the back tire?
I want the nightmare to give prime time the back tire.
Hell no. Won't you let me leave? I'll get in the back tire. Well, I can show your ass up.
I can already tell you, you're never going to race a silver Mustang. That's fine with me.
Did you hear me?
What?
Hey, Tony, you're gonna have your back ass car in Houston.
Which one?
Your Mustang.
Yes, sir.
Tony, bye.
Tony,
Tony. Yeah.
Tony,
it's
Tony.
I can't understand you.
Somebody's got a TV going in the background.
Move. Cliff, mute your mic. BT, can you get Tony Miles on your phone?
Yeah, I probably can get him.
Yeah, get him on that because he was looking for a race, but Cliff, Peanut said he don't like bring his car to HP, so Tony wanna race that back air car. Cliff, is that your mic?
Yeah, no, I'm music, man. You can't hear me, can you?
Okay. No, I hear somebody got a lot of noise going. Hold on, I think King wants to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, go ahead. I'm just gonna open up a couple of mics that their hands have been up a while. King's mic is open. But
King, go ahead.
Marlon, your mic is open.
Marlon,
hey, Tucker, your mic is open.
Hey,
no, he didn't have.
Tommy Dog.
What's happening?
Man, I got a question for you, man. It's Bull Rider. What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, man. Did I hear Mr. Five Speed say he won't run a blower car? So are you telling me that there's no blower cars in the world that are grudge cars?
You say what now? Say it again.
Okay. I know you're in San Antonio. In San Antonio for the big race. Y'all shoot out. I know you're not going to let no ADR cars or no PDRA cars come in there, but are you telling me that nowhere in the world there's a grudge blower car?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that because Jackie Stevens, he's not going to run no blower car.
So in this shootout, you're going to have Saturday. If the five speed or the OJAC them not going to run the blower car if they match up?
The shootout will be for Brunkey, Omar, and Bell because they've been a vacate the bill that's out. They've been a bill there for 2 years. Mighty Joe Young have got it, and they not running anybody. So the shootout for the Omar Nitrous car, he's going to do it. He's trying to make it. Somebody got the noise. Excuse me, can you mute that mic? Right. Somebody's got a lot of squeaking, working on something in the background. And so what we're going to do is try to make it a World Grudge Nationals. If they eat the lockup for $1,000, that's what they grudge. If you got that $1,000 on top of what we put up,
and we're going to try to do it if we get enough pro mod to let her run for the pro mod bill.
So, hey, y'all are going to let no nitrous, I mean, y'all are going to let no blower cars or turbo cars in there?
No, if we get enough interested right now, I got somebody that want to come. Doug Reese that want to come, he want to race. But we're not going to let him run with these grunge cars. Now, if we get enough of them guys want to come, we might come up with, if they want to match race, we might see if we can, you know, come up with some form that they might want to put in the run or something. But the grunge cars, Promon's going to stay separate because these guys run each other around the country and them ADRL cars, you know, they don't want to run them with them. You know, they don't want to run with them with the time cars. They're trying to keep the grunge cars the grunge cars.
Hey, you're right about that, because Doug Reese has got one of the fastest, nicest cars around here. I mean, he runs the ADRL and the PDRA. You know, I understand why you don't want to let him in there.
Yeah, I'm going to be trying to work on some of the cars. I got a call from them. They want to come and they want to race, but we're not going to let them ADRL cars come in here and eat up these grudge money with these grudge cars. That shootout is going to be grudge cars.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, you heard what Flip said earlier. You got to get down the track, brother. You got to get down the track. That's all it is.
We're not gonna do that. We got too many pro mods. You know, gonna be here. There's grudge cars, and that belt is a grudge. It's a nitrous grudging pro mod belt, and so we got to keep that like that. Yeah, we know Joey. He want to come. I'm gonna be trying to work on something. If I can get something more that way, you know, we might have some of them guys. So it's gonna be some of them guys who want to come with their blower car, their promo car, but not with the nitrous grudge car. They're not gonna run against those cars.
Okay, I understand. Okay, hey, so that shootout Saturday is only for the nitrous grudge cars only, right?
Promo. It's gonna be a nitrous grudge car. Yeah.
All right, brother. That's all I want to know. All right.
Okay, who else was it?
Shaker and King.
Well, that's up, Tracy. Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's going on?
Hello.
I hear you. Somebody, mic is over the closer computer, because I hear it back beating. Somebody got a mic open.
Go ahead.
I hear echo, Bubba. Somebody put my speaker or got a mic open and I can hear it back beating.
Go ahead, check it out, Trey. That dude who called up Trevor Troy with the street car, man. Where he at, man? Is he coming down here for April 12, bro?
Yeah, that was 901 Bad Boys. Mike from 901 Bad Boys.
Okay, tell him to bring some action for Hater Shaker. And, you know what I'm saying, with the little old street action, street car thing, you know, the little small motor and everything. Tell him to look me up, and we can make something happen down here too. Yeah, we gonna make some action. He's picking on the Trouble Troy and everything. Tell him to put it on his back and bring it on with him. You know.
BET. BET.
Whit's still on here too.
Hey, Whit, get BET one on.
Yeah, what's up? What do you say?
Oh, I can repeat it, baby boy. I said it once, I said it twice, you feel me? What I said was, you were calling out Trouble Troy with the little old street car and everything. I'm trying to see if you coming down here for April 12th.
Yeah, what I do once, I do twice. So, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, again, I do I need to repeat myself, or did you hear me clearly the first time?
Get your ass down, man. You come over here, Hater Shaker, we're going to blow your asshole out, man. We ain't studying you.
I hear you talking loud. You open your mouth wide, I'm going to ask your asshole fall out. But people, real talk. You're going to put something on your mouth. What I'm trying to figure out is y'all just running your mouth or running your motor. I'm just trying to figure out y'all coming down here April 12th, you feel me? It's real simple. Well, it ain't no mathematical question.
We're going to run you.
Yeah, if you heard.
Okay, let me
say it again. Because somebody that got bipolar like a motherfucker. I said, are y'all coming here for April 12th? God damn, is that a hard question?
We're going to run you.
Okay. It's obvious you're not comprehending, my brother. Are you coming here for Atomic Dogs Race April 12th?
Tracy,
can you please get somebody on here that ain't hooked on phonics, my brother? Because there's some jacked up stuff going on. I asked a simple goddamn question. And both of them ain't got them here like Beavis and Butthead. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
We already there, man. We already there.
There it is. That's all action, big dog. Bring some action. Bring some action for a little small time of a little small motor. You understand me? Just bring some action, big boy.
That's your business. We coming to beat your ass. Fuck what you got.
That's what's up. You got to hold on to brain, but guess what, though? You got to brain some ass to get some, you feel me?
Yeah,
don't get
don't
it twisted.
Tell us what you got. Don't
yeah,
tell us
okay,
what you
got
to
brain some ass to get some, bro. You believe that?
We don't give a fuck about what you got. That's your business.
Okay, all that is fine. That's fine. That's fine. I'm keeping it real with you. You're bumping
well, you
loud, but you ain't
well,
saying nothing.
Well, you didn't get in the way, so you didn't get in the way. That's what you
well,
did.
Well, there it is. Guess what? I put myself in the way. Nah, brain the business.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to run over you.
There it is.
Yeah, you get in my way, I run over you. Anything
right.
Get in my way, I run over
it. I hear you, my brother, but I guess I just told you. Since you're looking for trouble, drop the little street car, bring it on.
I see you at Houston Motorsports in the lights, man.
There it is. Done deal.
Lock him in, man. Lock him in.
Shit, we locked already. He done fucked up. I'm going to beat his ass inside thing.
Well, guess what?
All
that old flying shit. All I'm saying is, you're asking for this man here. I'm telling you right now, I got his back. What the fuck you want to do on the 12th?
We asking for you.
You got
to
say, I see you trying to be.
Wait, that nigga out crazy. I can't hear you because Beaver's talking. I can't hear you, Beaver's talking. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, y'all make a
fuck with other. Fuck that, okay, we want you now. We want you. We ain't asking for you.
You can get me, baby. You can get me.
But lock him five on a thousand and get it over with. God damn.
Who is that doing all that hollering? We need to lock you in. Who is you? Bad man.
You lock me in, motherfucker.
Who
the
hell
is that?
Huh?
What bullshit that lost that money? Quit talking about what you're going to do and be about it. How about that?
Oh, that's King Arthur.
That's King. Oh, that's
King Arthur. Well, quit bullshitting, man. Talk about what you going to do when you cross that goddamn state line. Stick a fork in his ass and tell him it's done.
Well, King Arthur, you know when I come over there, I ain't going to play. You already know what I'm going to do when I come over there. You already know what I'm going
to
do.
Hey, Shaker, what's up, baby?
Man, them people coming to come on, get out on your ass, man. Them people ain't bullshit, man. Who you talking to?
Yeah. We cover for his ass.
Hey, man,
I bought another fade out, baby. Boy, I give a damn. You feel me?
Yeah,
when you cross that state line, your ass is grass, mister. Bring a state line out here. You going to see what the business is. I'm going to make you come around and you on the way up out of here.
Deposit!
So what you say you got? You say you got a small block.
BT, lock him in, BT.
Hold on, King. They're talking there. Go ahead.
What
you got? What you say you
have? I got a small block, little old bitty tire, little old bitty motor, street car.
What size?
That's all I'm asking you. Bring some street car action down here for my boss. I heard you asking for trouble truck. So I'm telling you to come down here and ask for
him. I got a street car. I got a Camaro.
Yeah, I do too.
Stock suspension. $275. No fiberglass, no leg sand, factory seat, power windows.
I don't need to know all that stuff. All that is irrelevant. You feel me?
Okay.
You good with that?
Hey, the Shaker, you good with what you said? You don't need to know all that. Lock in, man. Lock in, man.
What I'm saying is, you're missing, because what I'm saying is I don't need to know about your seats. And all your carpet, if you got some AutoZone or O'Reilly, that's irrelevant for me. I asked you about a street car.
Okay, what kind of car you got? What kind of car you got so we'll know who to look for?
I got a street car. It's not even a back half car. My frame has been just nice just so
we
I
don't
can
need
get
to
a
know
little
all
finish
that,
time.
What kind of car, sir? What kind of car is it?
79 Camaro, the same way. If you were listening before you got your ears, I just told you the same Camaro, sir.
Okay.
Hey,
All right. Your Camaro against our Camaro. Your Camaro against our Camaro.
I didn't say my Camaro against your Camaro. I said a street car.
Do you have a street car?
Yes, it's your Camaro stock suspension.
I tell you what you do.
Hold on, BC.
Is your Camaro stock suspension?
My Camaro's in a stock location, yes. I see it's a stock suspension. That means it don't have
a ladder
bar or
a full
length.
It's a ladder bar car.
It's not stock suspension, then. What the fuck you mean?
It's a ladder bar car.
Well, I got a ladder bar car I'm going to bring, too.
Well, that's fine. You can bring your ladder bar car, but I'm not locking it. Well, you asked for a street car.
Well, I'm just asking you. You use a ladder bar. You stock suspension. You ain't stock suspension. What size tire on it?
That's the 29.5.
I run you with Junior then.
Mm-hmm.
On 28.
I don't know Junior, but I will find out.
Ladder
but
bar.
But I tell you what you can do. I'm not hard to look up. I tell you what, you can hit me in a little while, and we can rap about it and chop it up, and we're going to find out what's going on.
I just need to do one favor. I got a buddy from Houston already asked me today. Matter of fact, he asked me today, his name Pee Wee. He be doing all my cooking. He said, ask Tommy Dog, can he hold us a spot up front? So that way we have so far to walk, because we get more groceries, and then we be having so far to walk around on that front side. You know, we've been there three times. We park right there on that front side every time. And I'm going to be able to get more groceries off, because I'll be able to get to their ass real quick right there. Right there with everybody. And I just need a spot up there. That's all I need. And I don't need nothing else.
Y'all get here early.
We got you. All right. Okay. We're just trying to get a spot up there. That way I can see all these motherfuckers. And I can go on out. And, you know, yeah, they'll be right there. They can't get away like that, see. See, all that walking I had to do. I had to walk over here, walk over there, fuck all that. I'm ready to just get them, point them out. There you get him, BC. Get him, him, her, and whoever else, goddamn, is going to be out there. We might try to this side, motherfuckers. I don't know what we might do when we get over there.
Mm-hmm.
We balls, all that shit. Fuck all that shit. Tony Vine, me and Tony going to come through that motherfucker. Well, y'all going to think a tornado went through that motherfucker.
Y'all might get sent the fuck back out of there real quick, too.
Well, one thing about it, Arthur, we ain't fucked up about it. You're going to have to send us out of there. We ain't going to be got there.
I really don't know what happened here, but if you're talking about Kim, you might watch what you motherfucking say about what you're going to do in the video. King Arthur, you pissed me off. I tell you to bring that motherfucking drive, so you fuck around and piss me off. You think I don't know you got no goddamn dragster? You fuck around and piss me off.
I'll tell you to bring that motherfucker.
Well, goddamn me, what's wrong with your pistol? It's your pistol, bro.
I gotta make a call before I block that dragster in, though.
Hey, I tell you, hey, look at me. Hey, whoever you bring, I'm gonna tell you right now. Listen. Quit rattling on that your goddamn brains and listen. I'm gonna tell you where you think. I'll tell you how
I'm
not
gonna
tell
you.
I'll tell you how I'm running your brain, but I run your goddamn ass.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, I don't know about you. Yeah,
I got to listen to this. Listen on this, so nobody won't think I'm a bad motherfucker. I got the slowest draft in the world. I come in 6 points in the junior draft every week.
Crazy motherfucker.
I ain't fucking with no draft.
Well, thank you very much. But listen here, I need y'all to know one goddamn thing. I have teamed up with Tree Man. And all you motherfucking haters, hollering, team out there wasn't there and this. You think I was there just to outrun motherfuckers on my feet? So, Mr. Tommy Dole, I'm wasting my goddamn time. I need you to get Mr. Fire Speed back on the phone. Mr. Bang, 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 the motherfucker interrupted the show when he shouldn't have been on it. And now he's talking about he can't lock in. What kind of bullshit is that? Get that motherfucker on the phone.
Hey, it might be after hours, Sharon. I don't know if you can get him on. If not, who got one of them phone get Fire Speed on?
Tony Thorne said he got a quadrajet carburetor. Y'all scared to run him? You can't, man. He knows better than that. Just tell him you don't want that trouble and move on, man. You ain't got to keep listening to that bullshit.
Hey, won't you put
sheep in that motherfucker too. Hey, I thought you, say everything I know about you, Mr. Fosby. You know, I took a liking to you when I come up there in North Carolina. We were supposed to been on the same team, but then you went to fucking with all these Texans because you thought it was easy. And now, goddamn tree man, the goddamn me, got that old motherfucker half-ass going straight, and now it's a whole lot of ducking and dodging, player hating, and saying the court hates this. I'm talking, goddammit. Look at you.
Okay.
Listen.
Just listen.
It's your goddamn time to listen, Mr. Bang, with your BB shooting at. Yeah. Listen here. I want you to lock in right goddamn now, Tree Man, for said. And then you can say whatever the fuck you want after 5-on-5.
5-on-5. I ain't gonna lock him in for no Saturday. Goddamn, he got already locked in. Now, listen to me.
Hey, but let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you what to do. You put that goddamn heavyweight belt in the goddamn mail. You don't deserve it.
Well,
you send that goddamn belt, or we'll come get it.
Come get it.
Hey, Mr. Bosby. You better tell him to shut up or you get your ass in the world of trouble.
Hey, hold on.
Wait a minute, goddammit. This is my time to talk. That's how come I came on late. Look, y'all keep trying to make three man run goddamn me Peanut. Peanut got one side of the motherfucking border covered, and Tree Man got the other side. And after we get fucking y'all up, then we're going to shake hands and see which one of them motherfuckers is the fastest. How about that?
Can I talk now?
Oh, no. You ain't locked in. Say lock in and then. That's what I thought. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead on, Mr. Fire. Let me tell you something, King. Now, you keep on talking about what Tree Man did. Tree Man ain't did them whoop some back-end cars and some top sportsman cars or whatever. King got hooked to a real man yet. He been over there whooping little cars that ain't even his class. He ain't got hooked to a real man yet. Now, when he get hooked to that goddamn and go to him, Put him on 85.
All I know,
I'm trying to get my head out of 85.
You need to talk that motherfucker at 65 before you hurt something.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. This is where this shit is going wrong. Y'all had a team man won't goddamn me run no goddamn big time car. It ain't but three or four of you ducking, dodging motherfuckers over on the East Coast, and you, we want you and Mike Hill the same week. Mike Hill talking about he gonna run you 1 week and then pull his motor out. He need to put the motherfucker in deeper. What you talking about pulling out?
He gets set up, but when you pull a man, he got to have some kind of fuel. He gonna pull the motor out. I'm gonna make him get rid of the motor.
Now let me talk. You might want to start looking for a new one after you bring your ass down here. How about that?
Yeah. When I come down through Texas, he's got a hope.
somebody else get to
that's
him.
That's
right. Hey, somebody else get to him and teach him something. Teach him. He look got a little menace now.
I'm gonna text it to you.
You're texting who?
I'm going to text Matt Joyner's number to you.
Hey, okay, King Harper.
Put a mist on that. I don't like how you talking.
King Arthur.
I say put a mist on that. I don't like how you talking.
Mr. King Arthur.
Hey, go ahead on, bro. What's up?
If bang bang,
he don't want to be bang bang no more because he don't want to race for one time. Just say bang. Mr.
If
Bang.
Just say if they do race in San Antonio,
yeah.
I want 500 on Mr. Five Speed. My name's Tony Thorne.
Well, Tony Thorne, if you bet 500, I ain't going to be like them other boys won't give you a chance to get your money back. Well, Mr. Tony Thorne, by golly, if you bet 5 on Mr. Five Speed, you got to bet 5 on your feet. How about that?
I told you I only got 1 foot.
Well, goddamn, by then, hey, don't fuck with me about no 1 foot shit. That
hey,
motherfucker on the
I'm,
Olympic head things, man.
I'm giving you the opportunity to get your money back that I took from you and Jack Light Run Tree Man.
When Jack Light Run Tree Man? Well, guess what?
Yes.
That's a bet.
Okay.
And if he don't run, me and you have to do something for that 500. How's your boxing game?
It ain't worth a shit.
Well, goddamn, you gonna lose again. All right, man. Hey, well, I ain't like them other boys. If I say a bet is a bet, goddamn it, it's a bet. And I want to raise it 500.
I want 500 on Mr. Five Speed.
Okay. Well, do you want all of your 500 bet or just half of it?
All of it.
Okay. Well, we'll bet your 500 all of it. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Damn, we missed it.
Okay.
Hey, man. Hey, goddamn, Tony Thorne, you greener than motherfucking corn in goddamn December.
Hey, you get that number?
Tony Thorne, let me ask you something else. Why every time I get on the phone, you think you have the right to get on and fuck with me?
I was on the phone before you was.
Well, then why you didn't say nothing before I said it? But every time I say something, you got to say something, right?
No, I just wanted to get a little friendly bet on this race, if they race.
You got it. You got it. Let me ask you something. Okay, now let me ask you something. Did you have anything with them calling Tree Man to run Jekyll? Did you have anything to do with that?
No.
Did you tell him he shouldn't race?
No, I didn't tell him that.
What kind of goddamn friend are you?
That's a full grown man. And he wants somebody to race.
No, no, no. If I see somebody in my camp, know they gonna get their ass tore. Don't you know that boy's ass look like a baboon's ass now? He ain't got no hair around his ass.
I got to say. There ain't a matchup car in this world to get beaty.
Well, I want the whole bronze to know Tree Man didn't want no part of that race because he's tired of running over these goddamn people trying to be big. You know, he come, oh, goddamn me, Jeff will come up there with a motherfucking miniskirt on with a G-string. You know, black boy just can't goddamn not goddamn go down on the white ass like that.
Jekyll asked to race the man. They raced and Jekyll got beat.
I understand that. What everybody talking about, you know, these sorry son of, let me talk like you. These sorry son of the bitches putting on there that Tree Man is, don't run nothing but back holes, you know. But that ain't what happened. Hey, maybe y'all don't understand. You are white, Mr. Tony Thorne, right?
Yes.
Well, maybe y'all bleed the white man. You don't bleed the black man. Tell them that Tree Man didn't ask for that race. Tell him. Tell him in
your
own
words. Tree Man did not ask for that race. Jackal asked for that race. Tree
so
Man didn't even want to race that
team.
Race. But
okay,
the Jackal needed a tax write-off.
Well, that's damn sure what he got. He won another one?
he probably will someday.
No, I didn't fuck around. Hey, Tree Man ain't running no more backhands because guess what? He lost 6 stars that he had already got fucking with the backhand because everybody said he ought to be shaming himself. But you know who we want to, Tracy, while we're on the phone waiting on all these goddamn people in Mighty Joe Young? He hiding way up there. They say Sniper used to live in Maryland. He live way up there in that other little place. I don't even know the name way up there. What's the furthest motherfucker you can go up there?
We tried to get Sniper, too. He didn't answer.
Ain't this a bitch? Get goddamn Prostat Joe on the phone and ask him where them NJR girls at.
Let me get Prostat
on the phone.
We, is that bad? We can't call out. It's too late. We can't call out. Somebody have to call.
Well, give me the goddamn number. I can call out. I can call out. I ain't in prison. Give me Pro Stock number. Maybe we can do that. Give me Dog's number. Give me some goddamn body number. Give me the goddamn, hey, give me the number in the police station where they live at. Mr. Fosky, you better not say a goddamn thing while I'm talking. What you say?
Bill Keeson says a conversation he had with Trustee Morath left him impressed.
Did you put them goddamn vials on 65 like I told you?
No, I got them on damn, I got them on pill.
You got them on what?
On pill.
On pill? Say, man, I knew you were going to hate. Hey, Atomic Dog, tell him if he brings that motherfucker down here and don't run but one race, we're going to sell it at that nearest goddamn junkyard.
You ain't got no. I'm putting,
hey,
the intake on now, goddamn. I got the head on, putting the intake on, goddamn. When I get this damn intake on, I'm going to crank it up and bust your eardrum, damn it. You're going to bust my eardrum,
hey.
King.
Oh, now you want to be an on-stand ear buster.
Yeah, on the stand, but that's what I'm talking about. On the stand, I'm gonna crank the door. I'm gonna put the, cause it's let it re drive for about 15 more minutes. I'm gonna put the phone right there in the end of that damn hill.
Hey,
that's
tell
right at the tip of that damn collector.
Well, pray, if you wanna do us a favor, put the phone close to your ass. That's what we after.
Hey, Tracy, it ain't me, goddamn folks, that I can't go toe-to-toe with on the damn phone. I know about anybody yet that can go toe-to-toe with King. That man leave me lost for wood. I can't deal with King, goddamn. He's too bad for me. All the power y'all ain't got out there in Texas in the car. Damn, he ain't got any damn lips. Now, because King got it. He got the cover of the lips on him, man. He gonna give some lips on him, man. You get all the lips
you got,
you want to come
I'ma bring my biggest trophy I got to the racetrack. You know what it was?
Well,
I used to kick so much ass in the race car, they gave me a one leg man trophy. I know I just keep that feet that ass.
One man leg trophy.
Yeah, man, I got one man leg choke. Say, Tony Thorne, don't forget now, you still on the phone. You ain't got quiet. You know we bet your 500, right?
I'm still here.
I say, you know we bet your 500 against Mr. Bang Bang now. Don't be hollering. And lock in.
Me and you got $500 on the side.
That's right. We got your 500 on the side.
Y'all, you know what you don't have with your 500, Mr. Farr.
Y'all think I was doing that with the 500
You hear that, Atomic Dog?
Hey, man, stay your ass. Pull that over there, Atomic
Dog.
If you get in your goddamn lane before you get run over, Mr. Five Speed coming through.
Yeah,
damn right. Mr. Five Speed coming through there. You fucking over there and fucking around in Tony Thorne lane and ain't looking back. Mr. Five Speed trying to get here as fast as he can. You see, he just about to get the intake on. He told y'all that.
I'm talking about the last, I'm on the last 2 minutes on the intake, goddamn.
And if we get in the goddamn road, what's going to happen, Mr. Vosky?
You won't get that ass run over. You don't get run over that.
Get your ass out the road. Leave Tony Thorne alone. Look for Vosky to come in this way, man. And he ain't going to be able to see you or hear you because the phone won't be close to his ass, man. You know, my car is the slowest two blowers in the world. My dragster, I just want y'all to know I come in sixth place in the junior dragsters last week. Two of them goddamn me ran a 920 in the eighth, and I ran a goddamn me 13, I think it was 1306. Ask BET. BET, you on the line?
Sure, about him with the bed.
I'm here, King. They went to bed. Hell, all of them on the edge of the goddamn woods looking back like they finna run.
Yeah, I'm here, King.
See? I told you BET was right there on the edge. He come back and said, that's my friend. King ain't no bother me. What the fuck you doing acting up, BET?
Well, you know I'm trying. You know I'm trying to go, King. I'm trying to go, goddamn. I'm trying to get.
You're trying to go.
I'm trying to make grudge races at them Texas boys.
Yeah, yes. Well, you know all you have to do is tell them. Let me tell you how to make a grudge race out of them. Get somebody. Listen. So you'll know, because evidently you don't know. You ain't did nothing. Listen. First of all, we're going to have six parties. Hey, you know, like when you go to the park and you can rent a bike or something, we're going to have 6-pound wheelie bars, 12-inch, 10-inch, 10, 11, 12, laying over there by the water trough. Just go pick them up, leave a deposit, and put them on.
Yeah.
Now, y'all been crying the same shit. Y'all been crying the same shit for 3 years. Y'all know these cars got wheelie bars. Try to get like them. All
right? Yeah, right.
End of that. Now, what's next?
All right. You coming over? You coming over, Sandy?
Yeah. I'll be there, BET. And, hey, let me tell you something, BET. We're going to be there. And just love you, BET. Let me help you out.
That's right. That's right.
I like you, BET. I really do, man. You my friend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I do too.
That's right. What's Spanky? What's Spanky at? Spanky, you still on the phone, Spanky?
No, he dropped off.
Oh, hey, I don't like too many people on the phone when I'm on beat. Who else you want to ask for?
Yeah, you mad at man in Texas over there, King. King over there.
Well, I just want y'all to know where I'm on the phone, you know. I am the president of Texas. I took George Bush's place.
Yeah. That's right.
Say, hey, Undertaker.
Hey, the Shaker.
Hey, the Shaker.
Yes, sir.
I want you to put so much foot in them goddamn boys' ass so they got your ass shit clean up to your knees.
They ass gonna burst goddamn tennis shoes, baby.
Let it be Nike, too. They have a goddamn flag on
it. King, you wanna bet, goddamn, we come over there, goddamn, we ain't gonna be able to find that goddamn hater shake.
We can lock that. I bet you do.
I've been feeling no goddamn thing. You need to check with your goddamn with your source on, boy, because your source don't know what the fuck you talk about. Believe that.
He
ain't gonna race us, man. You be out there whooping like he is on the radio, but he ain't gonna race.
Yeah, I hear you. I tell you what, I tell your source to put a rub on you because he might catch something.
Yeah, they told me you were carrying that NPD over there, goddammit. We're going to have to double up on your ass. We get ready to go up in you, boy.
Yeah. I hear you, old boy. You talk a lot, but you ain't saying the goddamn thing.
Where you going to be at Saturday?
Man, look, I'll let that old boy. I'm going to be here on the 12th, baby.
If you're coming here anyway,
we'll talk then, baby boy.
I don't like the way you talk on the radio. I want to get you before then.
I hear you, homeboy. I hear you. When I say once, I say twice. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm done with that conversation.
I want to get you before then.
I hear you. People here want ice water. They ain't still burning, so it really don't make me no difference.
I'll see you on the 12th, homeboy.
I'm done with that. You can't wait till the 12th
to get it? I want him now. I want that motherfucker this weekend because he come on this radio whooping, beating on his chest like he a fucking bow. I want to fuck him up.
I don't know if you're a bow or not, but you're a big curve. I love you guys.
Yeah,
man, I do.
Keep
Hey, baby boy, we just going to do some business, man. We're going to have some fun, man. It's all about the grudge action, and that's what it's all about. You feel me? Anything else, I ain't with it. Y'all about some races, bring it on. Bring some people with you. Bring some action. Bring some cars with you. You feel me? Don't come solo. You feel me? That's all I'm saying, baby boy.
Oh, yeah. We done been over there. We done been over there 3-4 times, man. Every time we come, we bring action, man. We ain't coming over there just to be looking at y'all motherfuckers.
That's all we ask. That's all I'm asking, Kenfo. That's all I'm asking, baby boy. All that other old stuff, man, that's out the window. That's all I'm asking. Bring some action. That's all.
Yeah, but
I don't expect that. I don't know what else to tell you.
I just wanted to straighten something up on what you said. What you said when you came on the radio. You know, you came on here taking up for Trouble Troy. You know, you came on here asking for who the ones that was calling on Trouble Troy. And we told you that we were going to run you with a street car. But now we got a stock suspension car, and you got a ladder box car. We got a ladder box car, too, now. I hope you know that, okay?
We're running
with our ladder box car, too. We're on 28.
I talk to you when you bring your ladder box car down here. We'll talk when we get here, homeboy. It's real simple. If you're coming
really
anyway, don't come just for me, because there's more action than just mine.
And I know if I lock you in, you can't get away.
One thing about it, homeboy, you can't lock a goddamn thing up, can't be caught. You feel me? So all I'm telling you to do, bring some action. Come on down here with some action. It's real simple. You don't know a goddamn thing about me. I don't know a goddamn thing about you. I heard you talking loud, but you weren't saying that. So I'm saying, come on down here, and we can fuck about it. Once you get here, we can fight all about it.
Hey, well, let me ask you this, Ada Shaker. What y'all asking? How many cars he bringing, man? That's what you need to know. All this goddamn me, what he gonna do? You understand what his intentions is? Ask him how many cars he bringing. Well, how many cars are you bringing, man?
We bring a goddamn fleet up.
Well, I understand what a fleet is. Let me help you out. We don't want no motherfucking more fleas in Texas. We can't help getting rid of them. We want you to bring one or two cars, not no fleas.
Well, you know how to flee, get on your ass. You know how to flee, get on your ass and start biting you, goddamn it, and biting you everywhere.
Yeah, I understand. We don't want that shit here. You need them goddamn fleas across that Texas border.
We coming with a whole lot of them to bite all on your ass, goddamn it. So many, goddamn it, you gonna have marks all over your goddamn ass when we get through with you.
Well, let me tell you what happened one night. I walked out in the goddamn woods and a goddamn meal. Mountain lion got on me, and he went to bite me. He said, bitch, what you going to do when the motherfucker start biting you? What you do?
You don't know what to do.
When I went to biting him, that son of a bitch went to rolling. I went to rolling the other way. He rolled his way. I rolled that goddamn way. And all that run out there with that goddamn thing and went and said, baby, I'm scared. I'm going to shoot. I'm going to shoot you. I was like, well, shoot, goddamn it, and get one of us some relief.
Real talk though, man. I like your style, oh boy. You feel me? Bring some action, man. We're gonna chop it up, man. We're gonna do the damn thing like a Geo, man. We're gonna take grudge racing to another level. That's what it's all about, huh?
Hey, and y'all been telling me, y'all ain't got to run for that much, man. Just that $20-$30. You know what y'all got in your pocket.
Deposit.
All right, I'll put 20 on Hater Shake. How about that? I'll lock in. Hater Shake, I'm going to lock in. Huh?
We'll lock that 20 in on Hater Shake.
Is that a good bet, Hater Shake?
It sounds good to me, man.
Huh? All right, well, then I'll let you have that lock. You and I, hey, hold on. You and him locked in for $20. You see how easy that was?
Ada Shaker didn't agree to that.
Ada Shaker agreed to the
$20. It's all good, baby. It's all good.
You think Ada Shaker ain't going to lock a $20 bill in?
I don't give a damn roll of dice, old boy.
I roll them every now and then, you feel me? Sometimes I crap out, sometimes I hit 7-11, so it is what it is, you feel me? But all the thing I'm saying is, come on down here, bring a friend up, like you said, and bring some action. That's all I'm asking, baby. Boy, it's real simple.
And I lock in
your money on the rest of your fleet.
King. He never said lock, did he?
Yeah. Tell him lock. Oh, hey, the shaker. Tell him lock. Tell him you
$20, man. Goddamn, lock $20. I'm gonna buy you a hamburger and soda water on your way out, baby boy. Goddamn.
Now you run back and tell everybody in Arkansas you got a big ass lock.
Goddamn, boy. I got you a motherfucker Big Mac meal or something, baby boy. That ain't no thing, man. Goddamn, we just trying to make some extra, man.
I can't wait to meet that goddamn hater shaker. I can't wait to meet him, boy.
BT, I'm a lovable fellow, man. Real talk, man. I promise you, you know, forget a nigga like me, man. Real talk, bro. Real talk. I'll push it aside.
Okay.
Hey, just remember you got hurt. Hey, a shaker. Now look it up.
Yes,
Don't let BET fuck you. Because you say he got 20 likes. You say, well, I give you two of these DVDs.
It's all good, man.
BET is a bad man. BET is a motherfucking businessman. That's how to be one.
I know about it, man. I know all about it, man. He good people, man. You know what I'm saying? But he need to check his informant, because his informant needs to put a rubber on because he's going to catch something. That's all I'm saying.
Damn.
Well, BET been taking chances without rubber so long, it ain't going to matter.
That's right, Keith. That's right. Well, yeah, y'all Texas boys, y'all tune into my show tomorrow night, man. I come on at 5.
Hey.
Give me the number, cuz.
Yeah.
Let me get a number out, King. 347-857-3373. That's
347-857-3373.
One more time for those
who
didn't get it.
347-857-3373.
Gotcha. All right, BET. See? Now, guess what? Your goddamn show going to be full. You go too fast, and you know you got some people that went through the third grade, and then you had six more that went through the sixth grade, and then you had four more went to the eighth grade, and then you had one that did graduate.
That's right.
Say, BET. Can I give you my number to my show on Friday nights at 7, dog?
You got a show too?
Hell yeah!
Yes, sir. 347-215-8762. That's 347-215-8762. Haters Take a Show. Yes, sir.
Haters Take is all right if King get on your show.
Yes, sir. You're more than welcome. Please do, sir.
I'm going to be on your show, and I'm going to tell him to call BET and tell him to get six more to lock in with his ass.
There it is.
BET, do you know how much that'll be if you get six more people, goddamn, to lock in for 20?
Yep.
That'll be all your traveling expense.
That's all right. Yeah, you're so right.
Hey, and if you goddamn lose, you know you have to sell them goddamn DVDs for half price.
That's right.
Say, you got them DVDs, bro?
Always.
Oh, that's what's up. We'll chop it up, man, real talk. I'm going to be on there tomorrow, real talk.
Okay, that'll work.
Atomic Dog, where y'all go, man? Where everybody at?
King, Tracy dropped off. Close the show out for me.
Damn. Hey, all you motherfuckers, get off the phone and go to sleep. How about that? All right. All right.
Hey, goddamn King.
Yeah. Grudge racist. Class racist. Yeah, that's right. It's that time again. And you know what I miss? Atomic Dogs All-Road leads to Texas. Saturday, April 12th. At Houston Motorsports Park, we got the 2013 Grudge Racer of the Year. The 901 Bad Boys will be in the house. We got Team Primetime with Tony Bonfires in the house. We got Rick, we got Jermaine, and we got a Nightmare. Texas, stand up. We got that money, 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 money. We got a 28-inch side, 29-inch side shootout. And no bars. $2,500 to win, plus a comfy car, nitrous bottle. Good God Almighty. We got a 580 class, 100% payout, plus track puts $500 on top. We got a 660 class, 100% payout. All this going down Saturday, April 12th, 2014 at Houston Motorsports Park in Houston, Texas. For more info, go to AtomicDogDragRacing.com. Or call 512-775-6563. 512-775-6563. Or tune into Atomic Dog Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday at 7 p.m. 646-200-4419. 646-200-4419. Admission is $20. Kids 12 and under free. Tech cards are $10. Gates open at 12 noon. Atomic Dogs All-Round leads to Texas. Saturday, April 12th. Gates open at 12 noon. It's your boy Chuck G, and I say you got to be there.
Come Pete, but it's all